Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
We already got a super chat rolling in right off the bat, like
super
that.
Super chat. What's up, CJ Halliday? How you doing? Thank you for the Sweet Boy Mafia representation.
I see some people complain about the $20 like interruption.
Yeah,
I don't know if we should dial that back or not. You know what, guys? Let us know in the comments how you feel about that.
But only let us know with $20 donations.
Yes, that will interrupt us during the show.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. If you're going to pay $20 to interrupt the show, I'm okay with that. That's because we're sweet boys. We don't mind.
Yeah.
A $20 interruption. But what we do mind is people online making threats.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we'll get into that. We will get into that later. Someone says it depends on if the guest is talking. Well, unfortunately, there's no real way to control that. I did turn it down when Jesse Lee Peterson was on because he couldn't see what was going on anyway. And I didn't want him to be like, what the hell is that? You know, so yeah. I turned it down. And sometimes when we have debates and stuff, we'll do that. But yeah, we will. We're going to get into that. And I do have some. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, the news these days. It's all just impeachment. Like, nothing's really happening with the impeachment yet. So that's really boring to watch. Like, oh, they're still trying to impeach him. Thank you. So lately, I just haven't been.
You've been following the news?
Kind of.
Did you know that? I don't know. I don't know what's going on either. I don't watch.
Nothing. Nothing really. There was like a terrorist attack in London at the famous bridge there, and that's about it. Nothing much else. Ohio State destroyed Michigan today. That's the biggest news in my world. And that's about it, right?
Boobri asks, what do you guys think about Boba Fett and Jango Fett not being Mandalorian? That's not news.
Yeah, that's not news.
They haven't been Mandalorian for a long time. They use Mandalorian armor.
But yeah, I remember you saying that recently.
That's it. That's not news. We're talking about news.
Man, so many butthurt Michiganders. Sorry, guys. Maybe in 8 more years, you'll finally win one.
Is that how long it's been?
It's an 8-year streak. Yeah, after today.
Washington State lost against the Huskies. That's 7-year streak.
Was that 7 years?
Yeah, there's seven in a row now. The Washington.
Okay, so the Huskies have won 7 in a row.
Yeah.
And it was in Seattle this time, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I think last year it was on the other side of the state, and there was a bus crash. The Huskies marching band was in a bus crash on their way to Spokane last year.
And they still won.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go Dogs.
There were so many butthurt Michigan fans. And if you guys just are curious, you can go check out the stream I did earlier today. I did a 5-hour stream on my Ben Pye channel, but it's mostly just me hanging out, talking to the chat, and watching the football game. Obviously, YouTube wouldn't allow me to stream the game. Actually, I got an influx. I got an influx of viewers today after Fox took down one of the pirated game streams, which I don't know why you would need. Dude, guys, guess what? You don't have to watch everything on YouTube. There's other ways to watch things other than YouTube, and you should be able to watch something that's on network television.
I don't have network TV.
You could make it happen if you tried hard enough. I bet one of the TVs in your house has a tuner on it that you could tune.
I don't know.
Yeah, it more than likely does. If it's a TV and not a monitor, then it has a tuner in it.
I don't watch TV anyways.
Right. I'm just saying, if you did want to watch something on network TV, you could. You could tune your TV to pick it up. So, yeah.
I just want to watch Full House reruns.
The only thing that's on TV, the only thing that's worth watching on live TV is sports type stuff. So for me, that would be actual sports and wrestling. That
and Saved by the Bell reruns.
Saved by the Bell reruns are on, I mean, I'm sure you could find that on the internet somewhere to watch too, like on Netflix or something like that,
probably.
Right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Disney Plus has Boy Meets World reruns.
I was never into it. Never into Boy Meets World.
I watched Topanga's Sweet 16 episode on Disney Plus the other night.
I think you should be on some kind of watch list after telling me about that.
Why? Obviously, you don't know the content. It's also Frankie Stakino's dad is Vader. Big Van Vader, WWF wrestler.
Yeah, I remember.
And so they had to run back from Topanga's Sweet 16 party to the WWF wrestling event. They had to run back and forth to make sure Frankie's dad won the match, because Frankie obviously had all the hot tips on how to beat Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, was Jake the Snake the guy who was wrestling?
Yeah.
On Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
So. Interesting.
It's my favorite episode of sitcom television of all time, so every once in a while I have to go back and watch it.
That's your favorite sitcom?
That episode is my favorite episode of sitcom television of all time.
Is it the wrestling aspect of it?
Part of it. Okay. And it's a throwback to the Flintstones, because they learned the technique to go from Topanga's birthday to the wrestling, from when Fred had to go to Wilma and the Water Buffalo Lodge, the anniversary on the
Water
Buffalo
Lodge. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Yeah. I remember that. The Flintstones anniversary one.
Yeah. Boy Meets World is deep, man. It runs deep. Someone said, you know, Rachel from Boy Meets World is in porn. I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to have to do some research on that. I didn't realize that. Anybody else who didn't realize that?
Oh, yeah, newsflash. Former child actor now doing porn. I'm sure that's not the first time that's happened, right? Probably not.
When you say it like that, it sounds creepy.
It is. Everything you've said almost since the beginning of the show has been creepy.
It's not true at all.
Watching 16-year-old birthday parties. I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. We're going to move on into... All right.
Zach Morris's trash is Saved by the Bell, my dude.
That was pretty funny, though.
Drunk and stupid.
So this... Okay. It doesn't matter how drunk you are or how depressed you are. You should always watch where you're walking. Look in the direction in which you're walking.
Is he about to go visit it down that drain pipe?
He's about to go visit the meter maid. That'll take a 2 minute. See, that wasn't that bad. Like, he stayed on his feet.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we've got here.
Go ahead, do it. You won't.
Wow.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
She ran away.
Yeah.
I like these short, quick ones. Here's here's another one.
Oh, my God.
They're trying to help this girl over a fence. But her butt will hang
out. Get over it. Get over it. She's going to go underneath.
This is not
as funny as they think it is, or they drool. Yeah, they're drooling.
This is not how you get a girl over a fence. Oh, my ass over.
That's just the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Girl meets hardwood floor. Yeah, when they go all limp and fall like that, it kind of freaks me out. Like in MMA, when a guy gets knocked out, it's not even the knockout punch that looks really bad. It's when he hits the ground without any way of bracing himself at all. He's totally limp and he just hits head first. That always freaks me out.
Like a sack of bricks.
Right, right. Here's it's a drunk person. I don't even know how to set that up. Drunk people.
No.
Have you ever been that drunk where gravity doesn't work right for you, and you're like trying to adjust?
You got it?
Yeah.
Of course.
How did you get all
it's probably like the best place he could have landed. Nice.
Yeah.
All the granite you could have dipped on.
I would I would suggest that when you're this drunk, limit your speed. This guy was going too fast.
He was trying to catch up with himself.
Right, right. So he's running into the momentum, but he doesn't know how to handle the momentum. You ever seen a dog in the back of the car and they don't really know how to handle the momentum and they're like all falling all over themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like when you're that drunk. You can't adjust.
Dogs are drunk.
In some ways, their vision's all messed up compared to ours. We have way better vision than a dog.
But their noses work better.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, no. My guy.
I like how she's holding a mason jar full of water.
She just Oscar the Grouched it.
Yeah, head first into the garbage can. I don't know why they didn't. She was like trying to keep the puke bucket off of her bed, I guess. But that just made it so that she had to like lean over like 4 or 5 feet. Well, more like 3 feet.
She thought she was onto something, and she was dead wrong.
Nope. And she had a big mason jar full of water. Man, when I'm drunk and I feel like I want to throw up, the last thing I want to do is drink water. And the first thing everyone tries to do to me is drink water. Here's water. It's like, if I drink this water, I am throwing it back up, like, immediately. It is coming right back out. Yeah. Have you ever had that? People trying to give you water?
Yeah, I always drink it.
And do you throw it up, like, immediately?
No.
Usually, I throw it back up immediately.
Water is usually good for you when you're drunk. It helps balance you out. Usually, most people are happy to have water when they're drunk.
Usually, well, once the nausea goes away and I know that I'm able to drink it and hold it down, then I'll drink it.
Yeah.
But if I know that the second I swallow it, it's just going to come back up, then I don't normally do that.
If someone Oh no, this is trouble.
Yeah, never stand on things when you're drunk.
Fuck that. Never lay underneath the chunky chick dancing on a table when you're drunk.
Yeah, what are they trying to do here? What are they setting up?
This is a finishing maneuver in the World Wrestling Championship Federation. About to bonsai drop.
World Championship Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
Wildlife Fund. Are they like, what is this?
They're
oh my goodness.
Sports, yeah. Oh!
Pile driver!
Oh, honey!
That was a sunset drip.
Wow.
Floop. Bitch, took it on the head. She took it on the fucking head.
I'm just wondering what they were trying to set up there. Like,
I think they were trying to do a fuck.
Yeah, that's what it, like, what is it about being drunk in some, like, dive bar and they're playing, you know, like
Sex Twister?
Yeah, or not Sex. Well, that was a Sex Twister.
Well, I mean, there was no dots for them to do it on, but they weren't. It was Tabletop Sex Twister.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
maybe
the actual
Tabletop Gaming.
Oh!
Like, he didn't have to land in the water.
That's what he gets.
That's, I don't know, man. He didn't have to catch the beer. He could have walked up and picked it up.
He tried.
Yeah. One more. This one's crazy. I don't know how, I can't explain what exactly happened here.
Anya is dead.
She took a shot. So yeah, guys, as you know, the reason we're doing this show is because this is a bonus show. And the reason we do bonus shows is because we meet our goal every week. So we're really close to our goal. We've been way, way, way further behind in the past.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty confident we're going to make it. Only need $200 to make the goal. And actually, Josh DeForge, who I believe is out there watching right now, told me that if we meet the goal tonight, he's going to come on the stream and eat a bunch of really hot sauce.
What sauce? So, burn his mouth out and hit our goal.
So if you want to watch some guy get tortured, there you go. I'm going to skip. I'm going to do the news later after Crazy People.
CJ Holiday chucked us another super chat, said, how dare you don't like Boy Meets World? For real.
I'm allowed to not like things you like, and you're allowed to like things I don't like.
Allegus,
that's how it works.
So let's hit that goal. And Anon said, happy holidays, Billy. Please don't be so oversensitive. And thanks for disavowing Onision. Ben, please keep making fun of your co-hosts, but not too mean. Billy, please drive safer. Pimp, hope your personal problems improve.
Hold on,
and
Pimp?
Please make Joe a regular. Yeah, Pimp Monk's on tonight.
He is?
Yeah, he's in the black screen there.
Oh, he's blackface.
No, he's black everything. All black everything.
Well, okay.
Microphone's blacked out, too.
Please don't be so sensitive. Man, he's sensitive, guys. It's okay.
No, I think the sensitive host is the one that never gets picked on because he can't handle it. I'm the overly acceptable one that just takes it and with stride every time. Time and again, to the point where even the fans are like, stop, this is boring.
I'm not doing it.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying you're saying anything. I'm saying I'm obviously not the oversensitive.
So much passive aggression
I'm
there.
I'm obviously the one that takes it on the chin like a champ time and again.
Victim complex.
Obviously.
Victim complex, Billy.
Obviously.
All right. Here we go. We're moving into crazy.
My hamster passed away on Thursday. Can I get a little for Suzette?
Oh. R.I.P. Suzette, the hamster.
Sorry to hear that, people. Hamsters aren't long for this world. They're strong for this world. Rest in peace, Suzette.
Damn. All right. So Billy is being threatened by the Alpha Brigade. You see this?
Billy the Fringe, I will fucking ruin you, homie. I don't know how quite yet,
shit,
but the Alpha Brigade is coming for you.
Okay.
You read it so much like him that I thought he was here for a second. I was like, did he hijack our
stream?
That
was me doing his voice. I don't think he was able to hack into the stream.
I think it was him.
That was him.
All right. Here's Lord Genesis talking. Well, he's apologizing to the Green Ranger, Jason David Frank.
How's it going, guys?
Somebody
it's Jared Genesis here.
Themselves was all I needed to hear.
Okay.
Thank you, Zenobia.
I want to make this video.
I didn't expect that to be so enticing, but it's working, so that's great.
To Kiyoshi, Jason, David, Frank, if he happens to watch this, great. But if not, that's okay, too. I still have a message that I want to share with other people. So here's the thing.
This is a message to someone who literally, I'm 100% positive, does not watch your channel.
You don't think the Green Power Ranger watches the Filth Room streams of Jared Genesis?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm 33 years old. I've been practicing martial arts mostly on and off my whole life. Mostly self-taught. I know about 10 different styles. I want to be a martial arts teacher. I want to keep traditional martial arts alive. And that's why I wanted to contact Kiyoshi, Jason, David, Frank. I understand that you run a traditional school in Kingwood, Texas called Rising Sun Karate.
Yeah, if you're self-taught in martial arts, then you don't know martial arts. That's not the sort of thing you can be self-taught. That's,
you don't,
like,
think Jared's a sensei?
No. That's like being a self-taught surgeon.
I mean, if you can get the job done.
If he can get the... Well, getting the job done, what does that even mean? What do you mean by get the job done?
Kick somebody's ass.
Well, that doesn't mean you're a martial arts master. That just means you kick somebody's ass.
If you could teach yourself something.
Not martial arts.
Why not?
Because it's not something you can be self-taught at.
I mean, you probably could, right?
Not really, no.
It's there's methods of skill that you can implement. Like,
stop bullying me, Billy.
I'm sure Jared's not self-taught in martial arts, but I mean...
No, he is self-taught.
Well, I'm sure he's not effectively taught an actual martial art, but there's no reason why you can't learn it on your own, right?
Not if you expect to be good at it, and you wouldn't be accredited to be able to consider yourself, you know, a certain ranking.
If you walked in and you showed up somebody who was trained for years and you were just better at it than they were, they'd give you the job.
No, they wouldn't.
Okay.
Well, and that's a dangerous precedent to set. They don't do that where it's like, oh, come into us and see if you can beat our master, therefore you get to take over. That it just doesn't work that way. Like, you don't routinely see people coming in and randomly challenging the teachers at martial arts places.
Yeah, you wouldn't routinely see that because most martial arts places are tricks to sell fucking lessons to kids. And their parents come in, instead of bringing them to soccer, they bring them to Taekwondo.
Well, okay. I mean, that's fine and good and all, but that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, there are actual MMA gyms that put out real MMA fighters. You don't see some guy randomly coming in and challenging the guy teaching at the school.
Not often, no. It wouldn't be
I would
often.
Say likely never.
Okay, but it could happen. It's not that big of a stretch that someone teaches themselves the discipline of a martial art without some sensei telling them what to do to kick punch. It's very basic stuff, right? Like, you can learn it if you just apply it correctly and practice. You can go on YouTube and learn effectively.
No, come on, dude. Come on. Seriously?
What?
You think you can go on YouTube and learn? Dude, you are literally saying what Jared
YouTube.
Says. Oh, my God, dude.
I'm not saying what Jared says. Jared's saying
Jared
he
says
is,
he learned. Dude,
he's saying
you
he's self-taught.
You cannot learn proper martial arts on YouTube. I'm sorry, dude.
Okay.
I know you like to argue the unpopular opinion all the time.
Okay.
But no, sorry.
Okay, yeah. I guess you need some old guy telling you what to do.
See,
and not just a video or a technique.
I'm
or
not
reading,
saying an old guy.
Reading the techniques in a book.
Well,
like,
no,
there's
no.
other ways to get it than having
there's,
someone teach you.
There's direct instruction. Like, how to, not just to watch someone do something and try to mimic it, but to have them guide you through how to do it.
You could create your own martial art. You don't even have to learn it. You don't have to, you could just create one. And if you have
you
the discipline
try.
And the skills, you could be self-taught of your own martial art.
Most people that create their own martial art studied other martial arts and kind of combined those into one. Like, Bruce Lee had already been taught multiple types of martial arts, and then he created Jeet Kune Do based on all that together. Mm-hmm.
You need an observer to see your mistakes. That's why you videotape yourself, and then you rewatch where you were weak. You watch your breaking points. You could teach yourself a martial art. It's not impossible. Like, it's obvious Jared didn't fucking do it. He's living in a pile of filth. But it's not that impossible to teach yourself a martial art. It's, like, ridiculous to think you can't do that.
Do it, then.
I don't want to.
How convenient.
I would be very much interested in joining you, sir.
I'm just going to teach myself
actually
a martial
have
art
been
to point.
Your establishment
How
in the past. This was roughly 6 years ago, I believe. I had a bit of an encounter, unfortunate encounter with a Jason Felton.
It wasn't an encounter. You went in there acting like a tough guy.
And
you
got
remember
laid him. Out quickly.
Pretty good guy. I mean, pretty advanced fighter. He was really good with kicking. And he really got the best of me. We did a sparring match. Unfortunately, though, I wasn't very happy about it because I froze up and he was just being pretty relentless with me. And unfortunately, I also went kind of on a a tyrant on Facebook and I said some ugly things, which I wish to apologize for. I'm sorry that I dishonored your school as well as your name, Kiyoshi Jason Frank. I do apologize for that. But I'm asking for a second chance.
Oh my God.
But he's not asking to come in and learn. He's asking to be a teacher there.
That's funny.
Which is unbelievably ridiculous.
I care a lot about keeping traditional alive. I was taught traditional karate as a young man. I believe I was 7 or 8. I was trained by a master, Johnny Peavy. His school was called Top Kick Karate, which has recently changed to Kingwood Martial Arts and Wushu. Really great school we're checking out here in Kingwood, Texas. But he was a great man. He cared a lot about traditional fighting. He knew about the Okinawan style. He was one of the first real like karate guys back in the 1960s here in America. You know what I mean? Like Joe Louis, you know, maybe not as popular as him. Maybe not as popular as Chuck Norris, but he was, when I say that he was old school, he was old school and just a really awesome guy. But
Someone just pointed out an obvious contradiction. He's saying he's self-taught, but then he said, well, he did say he's almost totally self-taught. So he probably did go to one of those little kids karate classes like Von Helton.
He recently retired, so I'm looking for a new school to join. I think that your school is honestly the best one here from what I've seen, the research that I've done.
That's kind of weird because the last time you actually went there, all you did was come back and talk shit about how terrible it was there.
I think it's really an awesome school. And, you know, I feel like that I could really accomplish something there if you would perhaps give me another chance there. And, you know, I don't have an impressive resume. I'm sorry to tell you that. I'm not a seventh degree black belt like you are, which, by the way, congratulations.
You're a no
I believe
belt.
You recently ranked up.
You're like, your belt doesn't even exist. You're a nothing belt.
Johnny PV, Master Johnny, though, was actually a seventh degree as well. So you guys were kind of equally matched there, which I think is pretty neat. I think that belt ranking is very good, as well as an important feature for, self-discipline as well as self-confidence. But I'm more focused on street fighting, you know, survival, how to survive and how to protect yourself. That's my main focus. By the way, I really like your style of fighting. It's, I can tell, a very defensive style. I like how you use your guard.
Such
even
a bullshit. I love it.
When you throw an elbow, a lot of people don't do that.
The last time I saw a video that he made about them, he mocked, because I guess Jason David Frank's religious, and he mocked that he wasn't a real Christian, and he said all these terrible things about him, and now I don't understand the change of heart here, because I hardly ever see him really change his mind once he has his mind made up about somebody.
Personally, when I throw an elbow, I kind of make it diagonal. That way it kind of shields the face, kind of like when you throw a cross. When you can get a person like in between the guard, break their nose, it's one of the most effective tools. But I really, really like your style, and I want you to know that. I think it's really great. I think defensive fighting and traditional is really the best. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. A lot of people are very sloppy, overly offensive. You know, they leave openings and things of that nature. But I also believe strongly in power. And karate is all about power. That's why I love karate versus taekwondo.
Both karate and taekwondo are not practical. They're not as practical as other types of martial arts. You don't see karate guys winning the UFC championship. You don't really see taekwondo. Maybe they learned karate and taekwondo for striking, but they have something else.
There is like a more power-based taekwondo that people can use. There's like multiple applications of taekwondo.
Yeah, you just don't see a lot of taekwondo and karate in like MMA.
Well, it's because it's kind of ran by jiu-jitsu, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and the strength striking.
Well, yeah, there's usually, karate and taekwondo are mainly striking. So there might be some guys that learned, like Joe Rogan was a big taekwondo guy originally.
Muay Thai got them
you
strikes.
You see Muay Thai more in MMA than you would
knees,
see.
Dude. Get up with them knees.
Yeah. Although I love, you know, everybody loves acrobatics. You know, free-form fighters or freestyle fighters. It's very impressive, but, you know, Not really that practical.
Discipline to wipe his own ass correctly. I'm not worried about him training in a fucking dojo somewhere. I'm not gonna let this guy in my dojo when he can't even make his bed.
Historical European martial arts is a mostly self-taught martial art that have been revived through looking old medieval and Renaissance manuals.
Okay.
Thank you, Eric.
So name me the person practicing that today that shows their dominance in the fighting world, and I'll be like, wow.
Look at Ben, like, moving the goalposts.
That's not, no, I'm saying, like, practicality. Because I learned karate when I was a kid, but I didn't really learn anything that useful.
Yeah, because it's kids' karate. It's just a way for your parents to go have lunch together.
Well, like, I started when I was a kid, and I did it up until, I don't know, I was like 19, 20
years old.
Started
Von Helton.
Kind of. I mean, I learned it, but it doesn't have, even when I was a kid, like, they almost expected it to work like magic. Like, well, if you do this, this will happen. And it's like, how do I know that's going to happen? How do I know they're just going to, like, turn into it the way
you
say?
Don't, because right. Any fucking martial artist that's not well-versed in all sort of situations. I think jiu-jitsu is a good defensive.
It's grappling.
Judo is a good defensive.
Judo is like derived from jiu-jitsu. Judo's like the Olympic.
Using somebody else's attacks to your defense is really good because you kind of know what to prepare for, and you know when they're coming at you a certain way, the best way to react to them. Anything that you need space for, like those fucking spinning kicks and bullshit like that, anything you really need to set up with a dance is all garbage. And it's effectively like flailing your arms out, trying to like scare somebody. TNF Modding said, "Don't forget he is fully trained Ninja Turtle." LOL. P.S. Supposedly you've been talking shit about me, according to Shibisky. Is this true or no? We were watching your stream when you were interviewing Jared.
Karate to a black
and also
belt.
You dox people and then claim moral superiority over other people, so that's kind of ridiculous.
We were watching your stream with Jared, and it was really like long to set up and stuff and kind
of
rinky-dink.
And it looked a lot like one of Jared's streams.
Yeah, so we said stuff about that. But other than that, thank you for the dono. And to fill all of our holes, Jared mansplains literally everything. And it's all projection. It's ridiculous. And Allegas says, people have invented new styles over the years. In a way, I think you can be self-taught to an extent. I doubt Jared has taught himself anything above fighting.
I don't see any. There might have been. Could someone name for me someone that's big in martial arts now that was totally self-taught? Like, they didn't learn anything at first from anybody else.
No, we never said that there would be. We just said it wouldn't be that hard to be.
I mean,
why hasn't anyone done it?
Because you probably got put into martial arts training early on as a kid and loved it and moved on from there. You probably wouldn't have to be self-taught.
Unless you weigh like 120 pounds, I would assume. But I would really, really love to join your school. Kiyoshi, Jason, Frank, you'd be willing to give me a chance. I think I could do wonderful things. If you want me to, I would be open to...
He definitely doesn't want you teaching there, and it's questionable whether he wants you there at all.
Yeah, it's questionable that he even fucking is ever going to watch this video or this video even matters to him. Jared's obviously doing content. He's just making his little videos. He's like, you know what? I'd really like to work for Jason David Frank. I live in a world of delusions anyways. Might as well just ask him via my sick web channel that 2,000 people tops watch?
Yeah, he's got... It's funny because he doesn't realize that his subscribers are like hate watchers, the majority of them. So he's like, yeah, keep talking about me.
Allegas said, I doubt Jared has taught himself anything above stylishly shoving a corn dog in his mouth.
I mean, we've seen his technique, right? We've seen him in his backyard.
Ranking up first, I understand a lot of people want people to do that before they teach. But I would like to one day teach at your school. I think that would be really marvelous. By the way, I just have to add, I know it probably doesn't matter either way, but I'm a big Power Rangers fan. I grew up with it. I'm in my 30s so I'm from the old school.
He's
and I grew up with the
Ninja
original.
Turtle.
But I guess that's really all I have. I was going to say something else here. I guess that's pretty much it, though. So, Yeah, would really, really be interested in joining your school, sir. If you're willing to give me...
Someone just said, did he just say he wanted to teach? Yes, he literally just said he wanted to teach.
Yeah, he wants to teach. He's self-taught, so let him teach. That's funny. We've seen him kick fruit in his backyard or whatever the hell he was kicking around in his backyard.
Was he even kicking anything, or was he just kind of throwing kicks around?
Yeah, maybe it was. It just looked like a young child having a spasm.
Only with a big, fat, pregnant belly hanging there.
Zenobia said, hearing Jared talk about martial arts makes me want to vomit. A dream of mine is a study under Shaolin monks. There's so much history behind fighting that people like him take for granted. I think he takes everything for granted. The guy never leaves his room and doesn't bother making a peaceful place for him to exist. It's a fucking stink pit.
People are telling me that we should watch the video he just uploaded.
Uh-oh.
I guess we will. I don't want to spend too much more time on him. But fine. I'm going to speed it up, though.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Jared Genesis here. So, I've decided something. I'm not going to quit YouTube. I'm not going to quit because of these idiots harassing me from drunken peasants. Okay. I mean, please, dude, give me a real threat. You know, not these idiots. I would never quit because of these moron autistic people. I'm sorry, but I'm just being real. Dude, I mean, come on, man. Like, really? That would not be a reason to quit.
Didn't you claim that you were a caretaker for autistic people and now you're using it as an insult?
He doesn't even take care of himself, so that... Like...
He claimed when he did that interview that he was like a caretaker for autistic people at one point.
He also claims that he's self-taught in martial arts.
Yeah.
He's a fucking liar.
Even though I've been trolled a lot by them, you guys have to keep in mind too, a lot of them are losers with no life who just have many, many suck accounts. What they're trying to do is they're trying to basically entrap me in fear, make me so paranoid that I'm afraid to leave my own home.
No, that's you, buddy.
You don't leave your own home anyways, dude.
How are we doing that anyway? We're not telling you that. Dude, you live thousands of miles away from us. I'm not coming down there.
I want him to leave his home.
Get some sun?
Yeah, get out. Go breathe, man. Go for a walk. Go for a walk outside now.
It doesn't work on me. All their empty threats, all that stuff, it just does not work. Because I know the man behind the curtain is a very frail, weak man. So I'm just going to leave it like this, guys. I'm going to be on YouTube. Like, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
But I'm just going to have to disable comments and likes and dislikes because I'm not going to let them feed on their autism. I know a lot of these losers are sub to me just so they can see the autism in my comment section as well.
Wow. I'm surprised he came to that.
Well, here's the thing. All those people that can't comment on his videos, just come to our channel and comment on the ones we watch here. Because we're given strict commentary of Jared Genesis when he does all his big fuck-ups. So you know you'll be able to see the great fuck-up video clips here on Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Yeah.
He can't disable the comments here.
Let's get off on the dislikes. I'm not going to give them that anymore. And I feel bad for the good people, you know, who can't leave comments anymore. I really do, you know, I value your input and all y'all's comments. But just realize, you know, you can contact me on other sites, which I will leave on my YouTube. You know what I mean? I know that I'll still get good people to find me from my links of Twitter, as well as I just joined Facebook again. So, you know.
Yeah, you have like 50 Facebook accounts. Not literally, but like 10 or 15 of them. It's insane how many of them you have.
It's all good. It's all up. I'm not leaving YouTube. I've been on here for 6 goddamn years. And I'm not about to quit because of some losers. It's just not happening, brother. It's not.
I mean, you kind of quit every time you just abandon a channel and make a new one.
Happening. I thought about it. You know, I even mentioned it in a video, but I'm not quitting. Fuck that shit, bro. I mean, what kind of person would I be, you know? To quit YouTube because of that. No, man, fuck that shit. Like, I'm going to keep going until the end, baby. That's just how it goes with me. That's how it goes with alpha males. We don't quit until the very end. So, guys, kind of keep dropping vids. But, you know, it is what it is. This is what I love doing. So, even if I have to disable comments and likes, that's totally fine. Anyway, sub to me, though, on Twitter, Facebook. If I like you, I'll add you on Discord, but I'm not leaving that linked. Sorry, it's just my Discords have been known to get raided, and I'm not dealing with that. But anyhow, guys, thanks for watching.
Alpha males don't talk about quitting. They don't talk about doing. They don't talk about anything. They are action. They speak with action, Jared. All you do is sit in a stink room and talk bullshit.
A stink room.
It's a fucking pit. It's a stink pit.
It is a pit.
That's all he does is sit in a stink pit and talk. If you were an alpha, you would do. You do. You're a do-nothing motherfucker. Your parents are embarrassed of you. your entire existence is a fucking lol cow troll joke. When you said you were quitting, I had a modicum of respect for you.
Yeah.
Because I thought maybe you'd go do something better with your life, but obviously you realized there was nothing better you were capable of because you're a do-nothing, beta, bitch, simp, loser.
Wow, you actually use simp.
Well, because it applies to him.
Yeah.
He uses the word more than anybody.
Are you going by his weird definition or the...
I'm going by this definition. You're a simp because you get girls in your DMs that troll the fuck out of you and say they're underage, and you show them your dick like a simp. You get fucking... You cuck yourself into being a pedo, dude. You cuck yourself into being a fucking a predator. That's a simp. You cucked yourself into getting predator status, dude. Simply, you're a simp. You're
simply
a trash,
simp, do-nothing
motherfucker. So, disable comments. Disable whatever the fuck you want. It's a do-nothing narrative. Keep uploading your dumb fuck videos. We'll keep watching them and making fun of them. Keep threatening young Bill Fridge, because here's the deal. I'm going to do something, motherfucker. And I'm going to do something whether or not you upload or not. But if you're going to throw us that free fucking content, come on. Feed the bear, motherfucker. Feed the bear.
Watching, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Which, by the way, videos every day. No one's going to stop that, baby. You can't stop the Jared fire every single day. I will be making videos. Remember that, Drunken Peasants. And please, you know, keep talking about me. It makes my numbers go up. So, anyways, guys, peace.
You just talked about how those numbers weren't good for you, though. That they were the bad kind of numbers to get. The amount of contradictions in every video he makes is staggering.
Always has been, because he's a do-nothing, say-nothing motherfucker. He talks in mental loops. He starts somewhere, ends up on the opposite end of the spectrum, and then walks back home with nothing to show for it. Do nothing, simp, loser. Clean your fucking room.
I've said it so many times, it would only take him about like an afternoon and an evening to clean that room. I've seen rooms that messy be cleaned. He might have to wipe a lot of things down, though. There's probably some weird stuff in there growing on the walls.
We've seen his door. It's got a shit smear up the fucking crease of the door all around the handle. He sits in his room, scratching his butt all day, goes out of the room to go take a dump, doesn't wipe his ass, leaves his shit smears on the door handle, all up the door. It's gross. Wash yourself. Wash your body, clean your room, put your dresser back, cover your bed with sheets and blankets.
He moved that dresser sideways to do that gaming stuff that he hasn't done in
a long time.
Pretty
sure he moved that dresser sideways to hide a bigger pile of fucking garbage back there.
Oh, man, yeah. What do you think is back there?
Jimmy Hoffa.
All right, here's someone we like better. King Cobra, JFS.
What is up, YouTube? Right now, I'm watching Darth Lenny live.
Too deep for my sandals? I'll be in my sandals. But I'm actually also... in shorts. Oh, yeah.
And anyways, YouTube...
What are you doing at the beginning of this video? Are you watching?
The point... No, I want to pause. This guy is being an obnoxious troll. There is a troll on here that keeps spamming Darth Lenny's live stream, attacking me, and I'm not having it.
Okay, so someone is spamming links to a live stream that's attacking Cobes. All right.
This person's over here saying, I wish I could speak my opinion without Josh getting upset. And I'm like, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? It seems like everyone's got an opinion and everyone hates everyone else's opinions. So how about we all just shut the fuck up? How about that? You know? Like, it seems like nobody can speak their opinion without someone getting pissed off or offended. So how about we all just shut the fuck up?
Jared would destroy Billy in the WWE ring. That's the super chat we just got.
Yeah.
Someone from Denmark.
Probably because I wouldn't want to touch him. So I just tap out when his stinky shit fingers grabbing for me.
When I wrestled in high school, I would not shower 24 hours before a wrestling meet.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. It gives you an edge. Also, you're more slippery.
Here's a thought. But guess what? You can't make me shut the fuck up because it's freedom of speech. So if you want to sit there and tell me all this bullshit about blah, 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 blah. I wish I could speak my opinion without Josh getting upset. Well, I wish I could speak my opinion without you getting upset, you know? I really do. But fuck, I don't even have to try to piss people off half the time. They just get pissed off from me breathing. Oh my god, Cobra started breathing. That triggers me. Like, I love how easily I can piss off and offend people. It doesn't take much.
I mean, part of it is how easily you're pissed off and offended.
I'd be triggered if he stopped breathing.
Because he'd be dead?
Yeah.
Well,
that would trigger
me.
You
don't want him to die?
That would trigger me.
But
I'm glad he's breathing.
I'm sure you can agree that this reaction is the reason why they keep doing it. Same thing with Jared.
That's why we like Cobes, though. He gives those positive reactions, makes wands, drinks Mountain Dew and fucking Hurricane mixtures, goes down to the bar, orders a big fat $45 pizza from Domino's and or Papa John, gets a big old slop donkey pizza, chews it down.
Jeff's saying, where's your guest? We don't have a guest right now, so
he has none.
If you want to come on, you can.
Jeff, come has one. Come has a guest, Jeff. But yeah, Cobes is on the sweet boy
right
side of crazy.
I guess I'm bringing Jeff on. Let's see.
Yeah, I requested no guests tonight because I wanted to steal the spotlight. But I guess I'll have Jeff on. I like Jeff. We'll have Jeff on. I'll allow it. If Cobra told me he was a self-taught master sword fighter, I'd believe him.
Would you?
If he told me that, yeah. It's Cobra. Because I trust him more than I trust Jared. I just think Cobra wouldn't steer me wrong.
All right, we'll get Jeff in here.
Yeah, he's Chris Chan would ruin Billy in the WWE ring. I would rather fight Chris Chan than Jared.
Huh. You don't think they're equally as dirty?
Oh, no. I think Chris Chan would be a funny match. I think that would be more entertainment. I just think Jared's gross.
But you do it as a worked match, right?
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
It's a WWE ring. Me versus Christine Weston Chandler. Hi, Billy. And then I got to like have her put me in a headlock and her boobs are all up in my face. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be selling it like it was the end of the world. Help. Spitting fur out of my mouth.
Where the hood?
Looking good.
So, I'm a
King
madman? Copes. Yes. Yes, I am. Actually,
Egghead says, so when do you guys want me to zap my nuts?
If you want to do that tonight, be our guest.
You got that zapper all charged up, Egghead?
So,
you want to come in and light those fucking tubular bells?
I added Jeff, but Jeff dropped me a message in the Skype room when you're in there, because I just tried to call you and it didn't go through.
One year, a few years back, I actually ended up getting frostbite.
Frostbite.
On my little toes.
You know, and Darth Lenny's a good dude. He doesn't deserve having my trolls spam his channel like that. That's complete crap.
Darth Lenny is his IRL friend. That's his boy. That's his buddy. They've shared pizzas together.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. So please don't spam his real boys chat. That's his real boy.
You know,
I want to go hang out with Cobes so bad. I want to. I might go down to Wyoming, Casper, Wyoming, and hang out with Cobes soon. You want to come with? We'll do the show on the road.
What? How are we going to do the show on the road?
We could run it off my laptop. We get the mics set up through the laptop. I get us an extra screen.
And where are we doing the show?
We could do it in a hotel room. We could do it. We could do the show on the road.
I've never wanted to go to Wyoming. Oh man, Jeff just called me and then hung up.
I wonder how long it would take to drive to Casper.
A while, like I'm guessing maybe like 10, 12 hours, maybe more.
Oh, more than that, I bet.
Yeah, because it's like on the other side of Montana, right?
I don't know if it's the other side.
Yeah,
but it is below.
I think it is. Hello, Jeff.
Jared and Chris Chan tag team in Billy's ring. Oh, that's terrible, Hodo 4.
Tag team.
That's terrible. I don't want to get tag teamed by them stinks.
Yeah, here he is.
Holiday.
I am so excited. I'm so excited that you guys are talking about fucking King Cobra. Holy shit.
Yeah. He's the man. I want to go hang out with him at his local bar. I looked up his local bar. I was looking at the bar food on the menu. It wasn't good.
I've seen him eat it.
I can just imagine myself sitting there with him eating a pile of slop.
Nobody wants to escape King Cobra's horrible situation more than his eyes.
I actually shared a few emails with Cobra recently, but at some point he stopped responding, so I don't know what's going on with that. But I was trying to set him up to be a guest at some point.
Well, I hope you're putting respect on the man, because if you don't, you know he's going to cast a fucking black magic spell. He's going to fuck your ass up.
Well, we did watch a video yesterday of him saying the N-word with a hard R multiple times.
That was unfortunate.
That was unfortunate. Everything else, though, I think he's a sweet boy. I just want to go down there and wingman for him. I want to get him sprayed and laid, dude. I'm pretty, like, I don't know if you know this, Jeff. I'm pretty good with being the wingman for my friends.
I didn't know that, actually.
I'm pretty good with it.
I'm glad you clued me in on that one. That's good.
I just thought I'd let you know, like, if we're ever hanging out together and you don't feel like you can get it done on your own, just ask me to help. I'm like Hitch. I got plans to go get Ricky Berwick a girlfriend.
Hold on. Yeah. Jeff, what? What? Why are you laughing?
No, nothing, man. Nothing. You know what? I'll keep that in mind, man. I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm going to get King Cobra, I'm going to get Ricky Berwick, and I'm going to get Jeff Holiday laid, because I'm a good boy.
Fuck. Thank God, man. I'm still a virgin. It's terrible.
You want to fucking sit there and tell me, oh, blah, 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 I wish I could speak my opinion without Cobra getting upset. It's not that I'm getting upset, it's just that your opinion's wrong, you know?
My memory is horrible.
He's such a wholesome guy.
Okay.
Every time I see the same person talking shit on Darth Lenny's channel, I'm like, ban.
We watched this one video of him where he read an article, and it was horrible, like someone was like raped or something, but his reaction to it was so disproportionate. He was like, ah!
It was so over the top.
Yeah. He was like freaking out about it.
Environmental science? Nice. That is awesome. But we are on the road again.
Yeah, so the stream he's watching is that guy that's his buddy, right?
Okay.
Right? Is that true?
Probably.
Right.
I'm trying to clarify what... he's mad about what people are posting in the chat, I guess? I don't know. He didn't explain really exactly why he's mad. Now he's being quiet. Speed him up a little bit.
You know, like, that's real fucking hypocritical coming from my trolls. Why can't I speak my opinion without Cobra getting upset? Well, listen here, dick shit.
I mean, if they're trolls, they're speaking their opinion to make you upset.
Listen here, dick shit.
Listen here, dick shit.
Dick shit, McGee. Listen here.
Oh, wow.
Nobody has the right to fucking say whatever they want in Cobra's chat or anybody's chat. Right?
Yeah.
If you're playing the troll game, that's part of the game. You got to play it where you keep the motherfucker engaged and you don't make them ban you. If you get banned, you're a shit troll. And that's on you. And you'll go cry, oh, I got banned just for saying da-da-da-da-da. Well, guess what? You fucked up. Should have been a little more smooth, bitch boy. Should have been over here fucking making King Cobe talk with you for 2 hours about some dumb shit. Instead, you got sent off the mortal coil. Cobra wins again.
On YouTube, ever since I started making videos. Okay? It hasn't stopped. These assholes have scared girls away from me. They've caused me to lose my job.
Did they really? Did he lose his job because of trolls?
Yeah, that's happened a couple of times. I was just I was watching Danknet's video on King Cobra like 3 days ago, which is why I was laughing when I clicked over on the show tonight. I'm like, you guys are watching fucking King Cobra? What
we've
the
been
fuck?
Watching yeah. for months. Yeah.
He's so interesting. So he's definitely lost jobs because of it. I think he's gotten swatted twice.
But didn't
at least once.
I mean, did he tell everyone where he worked?
I think they found out. I don't think he like explicitly told anybody, but he obviously
seems to overshare.
I mean, he seems kind of fucking dumb as fuck. so you know, yeah. I don't know. Like in a perfect world, nobody would ever bother to try and figure out where he works, but
right.
he doesn't make it very hard.
He's dumb, Jeff. Like he lives in a world where wands are magical and soap is tactical, right? He lives in a different world. Casper, Wyoming is literally a ghost town. It's named after the ghost Casper, and he has a connection to the underworld with his magical wands and his tactical soap, which is, I think, is made from the pheromones of dead soldiers that died from fucking French women in 1918. I can't confirm that, but I heard.
It'd be hilarious if Casper was named after the friendly ghost.
His first girlfriend he lost because he's got a dirty dick. Like, that's confirmed.
Oh.
What do you mean, dirty dick? Explain.
His dick was dirty.
Like, are we talking, like, a stink to it?
Or like a VD.
Yeah, a VD.
She didn't... Well, okay, so she... Okay. So, in the lore, in the Cobra lore, right? She said she got an infection in her throat because his dick was dirty. She didn't say that it was necessarily a VD or an STI or some shit.
Yeah.
It could have just been like a bacterial thing, like, you know, just basically gargling the sewage that was surrounding his pee-pee, and that made her ill. Like, it's entirely possible. But he could have a clean dick now. We don't know. We just know he used to not have a clean dick. And objectively, dirty dick.
He's talked about wanker scabs before, how he gets like scabby little pieces all over his dick.
That's why I needed you to over-explain the dirty dick. I'm like, wait, does he have some sort of Veterans Day? Or, I mean, venereal disease?
Yeah, Veterans Day.
I've never had a scab on my dick. Like, ever. It's never happened. Have you guys ever had a scab on your dick?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's two different answers right there.
Yeah. Well, I've had a scab on my dick.
Was it like a blister from jerking off?
I think. I don't know. I'm not sure. It was just there.
So you never had any other ones that showed up in the same area?
No.
Like short. Okay,
no.
Then that's probably what it was.
It was probably from like free balling in a pair of jeans and rubbing up against the zipper or something. You know?
Everything's just like a whirlwind down there. You can't even keep track of
it's
shit.
It's like a whirlwind.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a tornado.
You don't know.
You're completely careless down there until something shows up and then you're like, wait. I need to go make sure I put some fucking oil of Olay on this pecker.
That's right. That's right.
So when your skin gets pale, this wanker scab fades away.
And they continue to fuck with me non-freaking-stop. You know?
Poor boy.
Bite size, is the comment. Remove.
He kind of reminds me of, his facial hair reminds me of what Klingons look like on the original Star Trek series. He kind of has that kind of look.
Kind of, yeah.
It's weird, I'll watch him read, and then he'll talk to his camera, and his one eye will just start to drift. Like, just to the side. Yeah, there it goes! Oh, hold on, no, he...
His eyes are starring in the sequel to Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift.
Ah!
Only one of them.
What the fuck, dude?
Two eyes, one furious.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, dude, you see how much movement
Bite-sized Cobra videos suck.
Oh, no. Bite-sized Cobra videos are good because they capture a lot of the really good parts of your stream because you do like 4 or 5 hour streams. So, and then I don't
We wouldn't
have
even
to...
know... We wouldn't even know who the fuck this guy is if not for Bite Size Cover Stream.
Right.
Let's be honest.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think there's just purists? The King Cobra purists that watch...
Josh Todd is not banning people, my God. Don't tell me what to fucking do, asshole. How about that?
Ooh,
they're sitting there promoting my trolls and talking shit about me. I'm going to ban them.
You know, I'll be honest. Like, I wasn't this forthright with it, but I've had those days where it's like, yeah, fuck you, you're banned. But I don't give them that kind of attention and talk to them the entire stream like he's doing. You know? You have your days where, like, you're more inclined to ban people than other days.
Well
he
also,
is...
Yeah, you also run a bit of a show, so you don't have time to just sit there and talk to everybody. He's literally just sitting there talking.
Right.
So he has shit else to do. Like, anytime we talk to somebody in chat, it's for content, then we get back to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a lot like Jared in that regard. It's like, he'll sit there and he'll just talk to people talking shit to him for hours. Hours and hours.
We are 87.5%
cool.
away from our goal. That
100
is
bucks away.
Hurr away, man. Hurr away.
We don't need this crap on my buddy's channel.
Do that, boy.
So you developed the rolling R's from rapping? Like, you didn't
I
do
think,
that before?
Yeah, I think it came from rapping.
Because I saw you say that, but I wasn't sure.
That's right. I noticed it when I was rapping lyrics on a song, and then I was like, fuck it, let's keep it in there. And then I just started doing it every time I performed the song.
I was like, maybe you took Spanish in high school or
I
something.
I did, yeah, but I don't know if I picked it up from there. But I don't know.
Like, I got something to say. For this video.
Are you playing with a gun right now, Jeff?
Technically, it's only half a gun.
Okay.
I do have the other. I do have the other half right here. So I can.
Oh,
like...
okay.
This is like American
No,
Freedom
stop spamming
right
Dark Flinny's channel with Gothic King Cobra hate. Straight up.
There we go.
Like, it's stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Cobra Bed's blood is up. There's just some of the people that's been here for quite a while.
Yeah, all he's doing, he's watching someone else's stream and reading his chat and bitching about how people say stuff about him. But I mean, so does he just lack the self-awareness that he's primarily someone who's laughed at on the internet?
Of course. He said he goes around and he's like, girls are looking at me because they know I'm an internet celebrity.
Yeah, yeah, he thinks he's an internet celebrity.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of is.
See,
Of Wyoming, I'm sure he's got like four girls that go, oh my God, I watched you. It's so funny. Get away.
It's not that hard to get laid off of something as stupid as like internet.
If it's a safe place for all fans, as this person puts it, you know, well, it's not very safe for me if I'm sitting here getting spammed with a bunch of hate on my buddy's channel. Just saying.
Yeah, okay, so his buddy is streaming, and he's mad that people in the chat are talking shit about him. That's what's happening.
Hi, Scientist Mel.
Scientist Mel's here?
Yeah,
yes.
Scientist Mel's dropping by to say hi and says, hey, Jeff, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
I just saw this in the Discord right here. Billy was stroking my arm.
Yeah.
But my arms are smooth. See, that's the thing.
I start stroking people's arms like when I'm cuddled up with them naturally. I don't even know I'm doing it until after I'm doing it. Is that a grope thing?
I didn't feel groped, no.
Okay, good. I never go for like anything that isn't office appropriate.
Did you see what happened to Jeff? Did you see what happened to Billy on his live stream the other night?
No, I didn't see it.
He met these drunk people at a bar. He went back to their apartment. The it was a couple. The girl was super trash. She kept trying to make out with Billy. The guy saw it, got mad, tried to beat up Billy, tried to push him down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy.
I was trying, like, he broke my tripod. I was trying to hold the camera on everything in my hand. and just keep everything rolling and fight him off and keep him from throwing me downstairs.
He wasn't
one-handed.
Like a big tough guy or anything.
He was like 6 foot something.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's hard to tell from the angles and stuff.
Earlier in the video, but if he came watched at the whole you video, like, there's a video of him and me staring each other face to face, and he's squared up height-wise with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? You gotta take either me or Joe with you when you go real live streaming.
Yeah, he shouldn't have went alone, or he should have had like pepper spray. It would have been, you know what? I mean, that would have been the best part.
I literally fought him off one handed. I don't think I needed pepper spray.
Well, like the angle looked weird, and you couldn't really see what was going on.
Well, it would have been nice to have a camera guy. Yeah.
If you would have just sprayed him in the eyes, though, that would have been, because a lot of people wanted like some sort of.
Skeptic G says Cuck wasn't going to push him. Billy is just scared of stairs. He literally tried to push me down the stairs.
That's one thing
he
you can actually tell.
He pulled me towards the stairs to throw me down.
Right.
And that's when I bucked back and pushed him off. He socked me in the back of the head. He socked me in the back a bunch of times.
Now that I've been meaning to ask Jeff this for a while. And this is an honest question, but I see you do this everywhere. Anytime anyone brings up Chris Hansen anywhere, Jeff is there being like, Chris Hansen's homeless.
He is homeless.
How do you know that he's homeless? Like, I'm just wondering.
What are you fucking talking about? What are you talking about? Of course he's fucking homeless. How do you not know he's homeless? How the fuck does anybody... Why? Okay, hang on a second. Here's a challenge to anybody out there. Who doesn't think that Chris Hansen is homeless?
I don't think either way. I'm just asking how you know. Like, how did you know? How did you find out?
Boy is homeless.
Okay, so point number one. Point of order number one. Chris Hansen was fired from NBC, and he is not allowed to work for NBC again because he caused the untimely death of a mayor of a town who, because Chris Hansen did not follow police procedure, blew his own fucking brains out. Painted the fucking walls with his brains.
It wasn't the actual mayor, but it was a guy who worked for the local government there. It wasn't the mayor.
Right. But the fuck up was Chris and Chris's team.
Yeah,
that
they didn't
was
get
his
permission.
Fuck up.
They didn't get
That's
the correct...
why he got booted.
Right.
That's why he got booted. I don't know exactly what caused the fuck up with his family or anything like that. It's none of my business, but he has a lot of financial troubles. Now, here is the thing. If you go and people are going to say, it's not Chris's fault. Fuck you. Shut your fucking mouth. Of course it's Chris's fucking fault. Of course it is. He's got a show called To Catch a Predator. The whole point of it is effectively Internet Crusader Syndrome, where they're going to go and ambush a fucking guy and be like, hey, camera on your face, are you trying to fuck a little kid? Whoa! And the dude blows his fucking brains out, and you're like, oh, it's not his fault? Fuck you! Of course it's his fucking fault. The thing is, you should be asking yourself is, do I really care if a pedo blew his fucking brains out? Me? Nah, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. But, legally speaking, other people do care.
Sure.
The people who run TV stations, they do care. They do care about that kind of shit. So Chris Hansen falls into, like, this disarray. In the meantime, he tries to go and he tries to like reinvigorate himself on YouTube, and he does his best, and then he loses his mind and he DMCAs over 40 different fucking videos, some of which have nothing to do with him.
I believe
because
this.
He lost his fucking mind.
Yeah.
So now go to any of the videos that he shoots these days. Look at the backdrop. Look at where he's at.
It looks like a New York City apartment to me. It looks like a New York City apartment.
That's a fucking motel, dude. That's a motel.
It looks like I've been to New York City a couple times, and I've been in apartments that look like that.
That's a motel.
And his like Emmys are in the background and that kind of stuff.
You can pull those out of the suitcase when you get to your hotel if you're.
That's exactly that. Yes,
if you
won an Emmy and you're renting by the week, of course you pull out your fucking Emmys out of your goddamn suitcase and you put them on the wall. Otherwise, you eat a fucking bullet. Of course
you
do that.
Why would you sell them or something?
Well, Vince, it looks like we have another one of Onision's moderators on next week. I can afford another week at the extended stay. Let's keep the Emmys up on the shelf.
We
have another girl that used to text Onision. Let's bring her on this week.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not going to doubt for a minute that they're milking this for, like, oh, yeah, some girl that talked to Onision once in a text conversation. Yeah, they'll milk it. I just don't see that. I want to know how we know that he's living there. Are we just assuming, just based on looks, that he's living?
I know. I just
Jeff knows.
I just know.
So
okay?
You just don't want to reveal your sources or your
No. There's no sources. Like I'm not saying there's a definitive, but like
Let's reach out to Chris Hansen.
I'm waging
on the show.
Yeah.
Let's get him on the show. Like I got Onision fucking stories for him.
Onision's been on this show before.
Yeah, let's get our Onision clips from the show. Let's bring him on. Let's bring Chris Hansen on. We'll play those clips and
we'll show him a couple Jared clips.
We'll talk to Chris. We'll show him Jared. We'll show him all these. Let's bust open Chris Hansen. Everybody go to Twitter right now. Message Chris Hansen. Say you need to be a guest on Drunken Peasants. You need to be caught up with the real traumatic troubles of the internet.
If Chris Hansen helps with the whole Onision thing, great. But I got to be honest with you. Everything that he's done so far is rehash shit that people like Repsion, people like Mike and Actor have been dealing with for fucking years. They've been uncovering all this shit for years. Chris Hansen has done nothing to fucking help with that shit. Nothing. Onision's been investigated by the feds for the past 4 fucking years. He's been investigated by the feds. You think Chris Hansen's going to suddenly make the feds investigate him more? Grow the fuck up. What the fuck? Of course not. No, I just love these people who are rabid about this.
I love Jeff's hate boner for Chris Hansen, honestly.
I know, I like Chris Hansen.
Anytime
I like him.
Anytime like on Reddit or on Twitter or anything, anytime I see Chris Hansen mentioned, you're in there like, look at this, Chris Hansen, he's homeless. He lives in a motel.
He's fucking homeless, dude. Yeah. but I like Chris Hansen, but I don't like people like pretending like something is more than it is. Grow
like
the fuck
the
up.
Savior.
That's not how shit works. Yeah,
he's not the savior. He's
savior.
An opportunist getting views off this shit.
Yeah, just like all the rest of us. That's what everybody's doing. And anybody who's got this idea in their head that any of these fucking YouTubers out here that make videos or we stream about it or we talk about this, we talk about that, that any single fucking one of us, any of us, are doing any of this first and foremost, because it's the right thing to do, grow the fuck up. Fuck you.
You know what?
Go fucking blow yourself somewhere else, dude. None of this is actually altruistic. It's internet fucking depravity. That's it.
Oh, sure.
Nobody actually gives a fuck.
If you challenge the narrative of the Onision hate mob, they go crazy.
Hey guys, it's Clubzilla here, and we have a brand new information on Onision. You're going to want to stay through 24 minutes in. I believe he's doing some creepy stuff again. We're going to talk about it. Everybody listen, Onision is a creep. We knew that 20 minutes ago.
You know what?
Get to the
point. Yeah,
we know. Tell us what was wrong right off the bat. Don't stretch it out for your 10-minute-plus video so you get double AdSense. If you really cared about how evil he was, you'd spread it out right at the beginning, and you'd let everybody fucking know, but you know what you're doing. You're riding the wave of clickbait bullshit.
Right. Just be honest about it. Like, Chris Hansen made a video to King Cobra. And he's like, don't worry. Me and my team are on the case. The Cobra cult says, hey, you can relax now. What came of that? How long ago was it that Chris Hansen was saying he had King Cobra's back?
Did he?
What the fuck? I don't remember that.
I don't know. There were allegations against King Cobra or what?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nothing happened. Nothing came of it because Chris Hansen is an impotent fuck.
He talked to that one guy that you hung out with when you were in drag the one night.
Only Use Me Blade. Yeah.
Yeah. He had him on, and I remember like Ice Poseidon got accused of like being a creep too.
Yeah. He deleted all that content because he's focusing on the Onision stuff because that's getting way more views.
Oh yeah, that shit wasn't picking up anything. Yeah. You know, speaking of Onision though, he did put out a video today.
It's James now.
So his hiatus is over, but there's no audio in the video.
Yeah. The girl. The girl that accused Only Use Me Blade tried to get on Chris Hansen and he wouldn't even have her on.
Really?
Yeah, she tried to get on there to talk to him and he's like, "No, we don't need that."
Yeah, I mean, that's because there wasn't any gravity to her accusations, really.
Look, I do like Chris Hansen. I always liked what he did before. It's just I know how these types of like crusades go on the internet, and they never go well. And I don't think. I don't know. Who knows? I don't think he's doing it to help. I think he's doing it to take advantage. And people are just not being very realistic about it.
Is he
drunk? That's all.
Like, what?
He's just making
like, fuck Odision.
So why is there no is this avant-garde or something? Is that why
whatever. Everybody talks about it now. There's a video he uploaded without any audio even. He's even crazier than ever. He's crazy. Look at him. He's crazier than ever.
He's ripping blankets down.
Yeah. Womp, 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 womp.
You know him, Billy. Do you think he's just eating this shit up or what?
I mean, a little bit. I know what's going on here. He probably said some stuff that he thought was dumb and is like, you know, I don't even have to say anything. I already ripped everything down. I'll just mute what I said so nobody can like comment on how cheesy what I said was in the video. And it still shows me ripping everything down. I'll just use that. They'll say more about me not talking than what I would have said.
Probably. I don't know, man. I'm just so exhausted with it. I've tried to mute everything on Twitter because I'm just so tired of it.
Why does he have so many blankets hanging around? Those blankets help
hold sound in,
yeah. Yeah, and keep insulation in the room. And there was green screen on one side and blankets on the other. The blankets on the other side will help from the green screen being see-through when the light shines on it, too. There's a whole lot of reason why they're there, but it's do-it-yourself sound.
Jeff, say sex in Chris Hansen's voice. Schwex. Are you trying to have Schwex with that young girl? Schwex.
Are you trying to have Schwex? Schwex with Fiona.
Schwex.
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 Schwex is that ogre sex, that chest beating.
What did
swamp,
you mean?
Swamp eating.
What
ogre
did you
sex.
Mean when you said, I like rape? I like rape.
Schwex. No,
gross.
You know, Chris, it's a meme online to say that you like rape. So I was just using an online meme. Ah, I see. Okay. That's the one thing I don't like about Chris Hansen.
I think that's hilarious. What you're about to say, that's part, I kind of find that funny.
Yeah, he's just so out of touch with like the lingo and stuff. He's so out of touch.
That's actual like, boomer right there.
Well, I mean, yeah, as boomer as we are, he's like, well, so now tell me, I'm trying to understand what eggplant emoji means. And you're like,
he likes memes.
Yeah.
He's big on memes.
Memes.
Thank you so much for teaching me about the eggplant emoji meme.
OG meme.
The emoji meme.
Yeah, you can tell he just really doesn't understand a lot
now,
of the technology.
Vince, I want to thank Vince for hooking me up with this person who spoke to Onision via Twitter 4 years ago. Vince, it was a great interview, Vince. I'm also going to watch the Emoji movie and come back to you next week.
I'm sorry that this Onision thing has put you in such an awkward position. One second you're trying to defend your friend and the next you have to disavow him. It's gotta feel weird. Love you, sweet bois. Stay safe and healthy.
And what? Healthy. I mean, it doesn't really feel weird. Like, I was defending him because Sarah said that, you know, all that wasn't true. I talked to Maddie, and as shitty as he was to Maddie, I felt like that was him just being a shitty person. And I knew he was a shitty person coming into it because everybody, like Seer, who I talked to the day before I met Onision, was telling me he's a shitty person. You know, you don't want to do this. So I was like, I can deal with shitty people.
We did have kind of an insight into that, though, because when Maddie was here, she said Onision had done that shit. Remember?
Right. The Shiloh? When Shiloh was under...
Well, she said he had done some kind of Edo, you know, P-dough.
Yeah, but
stuff.
it was when he dated Shiloh when she was under the age of 18.
Right.
I think
right.
She was 16 or 17 at the time. I'm not sure exactly what age.
That wasn't in, they weren't in Washington State, though. There was like something with like the legality of the state they were in at that time, I think.
He went and met her over in Pennsylvania, and then actually he was forced to leave Pennsylvania because he had all this camera equipment with him and the cops got called. Because they thought he was like filming dirty videos with a 17-year-old, but he wasn't.
Right.
And then he moved to Canada to live with her for a while, and then they both moved. As soon as she turned 18, they moved to Washington after that because she couldn't move here without her parents' permission.
See, I don't even know that much about everything.
Well, I watched the Chris Hansen videos.
Yeah,
I'll have them on like in the background while I'm cleaning or whatever. And you do learn, I mean, and obviously this is all her side of the story, but people are more inclined to believe her side at this point, you know?
Right. It's weird, man. It's weird. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, the thing that's really crazy, though, about the anti-NSAM people is, like, I'm with you, dude. If he's doing something illegal, he should get prosecuted. If he's, like, preying on people, even if it's not illegal, it would be really nice to see him have to suffer consequences. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But when you go fucking ape shit, I ain't with you on that. Like, you got to calm the fuck down. There are people who are like, if the law won't do it, we got to take it into our own hands. You're like, whoa, dude, calm the fuck down. Holy shit. Like, I expect some of these people to probably try and SWAT him at some point in the future.
They have.
I
tried.
Think they're probably going to do it.
They have tried.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they've definitely tried.
I'm not surprised.
Tried.
I've
tried to get his kids taken away with CPS. They've tried.
I've seen his address doxed on Twitter multiple times. You know, and as much as I don't like the guy, I don't want him doxed. So I've even reported that when I've seen it. But it's taken them like a month to remove. So I remember one time
That's the thing. Like, people are never gonna like follow the process for it. You know, they're gonna assume that their cause is so just that everything is justified. And that's fucked up. It's fucked up.
It's true. Oh, yeah. Nothing. You can't use a just cause to literally justify anything. That's ridiculous. Right?
All right.
I mean, people do that, too. I saw that with Pro Jared. You know, people took the small things that Pro Jared did wrong that could be verified and then put more and more rumors and assumptions on top of that. And everyone just believed them because they're like, well, he's bad enough to do these things. So he must have done all this other stuff, too.
So Egghead tells me that he has the electrical set ready to shock his balls. I want to give us some time on that one before we pull him in here.
We'll do it at the end.
The next person that donates, a $20 dono, whatever message you send, as long as it's not too long, we'll make Egghead say it right before he zaps his balls.
We have two fans torturing themselves tonight.
Yeah, we're selling Egghead's mouth while we also sell his balls. So he'll say it right before he zaps those eggs.
Nice, dude.
It's the next $20.
Oh, you know what?
That's it.
I have two of these that are pretty good.
Bye, Billy.
Slow it down.
You have failed me for the last time.
Ah! Oh, my God! That's after Billy shocked his balls.
No!
Billy zapped his balls.
No!
Nice.
Yeah.
No!
Here's the other one.
Bye, Billy.
Please give IT to me, Ben and Billy.
Give so
what to you?
That's what Egghead's going to have to say.
Oh, okay.
But right before he shocks his balls, it says,
guys.
Please give it to me, Ben and Billy.
Oh, my.
Zap.
Oh,
let's remember
man,
that, Egghead.
Please give it to me. I'm a dirty little bitch. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, he does naturally have a little bit of Mickey Mouse in his voice, so when he tries to do Mickey Mouse, he does it really well. Well, he's going to be talking like Mickey Mouse for the rest of his life now, after he zaps his testes like this. Dude,
I love him so much. Oh, my God.
When you zap your balls, you feel it in your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
You feel
if it's hard enough, like, when you zap... When you zap like your balls, your taint area, like you can feel it all the way into like the back of your fucking neck, dude. It's crazy. I took a taser to the nuts once. That was really bad.
What? That's way worse than these dog collars. That's way, way, way.
No,
worse.
I know. Yeah, it was like a legit fucking stun gun.
Why
it was
did you do
really,
it to
really
your
brutal.
Balls? That's crazy.
I was a lot younger. I was like 23 or something, you know. And I was like, I'm indestructible. And then I let somebody do it. I got laid out of it, so whatever, but...
I'm surprised it still worked after that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Frankencock.
Frankencock.
Gotta zap the life into it.
I was a dude. I was a dirty boy back then. Whatever. I would have done anything.
Were you King Cobes level of dirty?
No.
You didn't have a dirty dick.
I never
Did
had
leave
a dirty
burn
dick.
Marks? Can't tasers leave burn marks?
King Cobra is kind of like Meth Holiday.
Meth Holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, like, I see some very similar factors between myself and King Cobra. I mean, we both have a lot of real estate up here, right? I probably need glasses, so I don't know about that. My facial hair is way better than his. But being socially awkward, we took different approaches. I blew my brains out with a bunch of drugs, so I don't really feel any shame. He just decided to go totally into the dumpster and erode all of his sense of pride. And we somehow are now very different people.
I see.
Matt Jarbo says, I bunked with Jeff on a couple occasions. I know how dirty he is. LOL.
I am not dirty, though.
Did you do dirty stuff to mundane Matt?
I mean,
Jeff, do you remember when you and I put our bare butts to a piece of paper?
I do. That was a really fun night. That was really funny. Crazy.
And you had the dirtiest butt that night, though.
It wasn't even that dirty. It was just like there was a spot.
Well,
there.
Everyone else's was like pristinely clean.
Yeah.
And Jeff had the one little
Jeff
spackle.
Had like a pucker. He had like
No, that wasn't me. No. I wasn't the one with any mark on the paper. It was actually you, Ben. You were the one who had the mark on the paper.
No, you
yes,
even
it was.
Tweeted.
Yes,
you
it was.
Even tweeted that I had a clean one.
I did.
Yes.
I said you had a very I said you had a very clean butt. I didn't say you had the cleanest.
No,
you actually
I wasn't
had the dirtiest
one that had the mark. Everyone else remembers
ask,
this differently.
Ask Joe. Where's Joe? Ask Joe.
Joe's not here.
Joe's watching an 8-hour movie right now.
I'm going to ask Joe.
Joe's at an 8-hour movie at a film festival.
Yeah? He'll answer my text anyway. It's all right.
Hopefully.
They're in love.
But we are actually pretty in love. Me and Joe fucking love each other.
Monday Matt says, you got a stink. But
yeah, I saw him.
No. Uh-oh, we got errors.
Hey, y'all.
Tornado.
Real quick word for y'all. Look at my crazy hair. Okay,
crazy
so
hair.
Crazy mom line. So
she looks
better
than usual here.
It's a lot of work to take care of two little kids.
She has makeup on this
by
time.
By myself and feed them, bathe them. You know, dress them, get the food, clean up the house, do dishes, like all that stuff. I'm very equipped to do this. So I want to talk to y'all very fast because I got to go back upstairs. I want to talk to y'all about chickens versus eagles. And the Lord's eye are on the eagles right now. The chickens... Y'all just running around like a bunch of chicken heads clucking. That's all you do.
I think she means chickens with their head cut off, right?
Yeah.
You run around
chicken
like
heads.
A bunch of chicken heads.
Bunch of chicken heads
chicken
clucking.
Chicken heads is a very racist term. I don't appreciate it.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it racist?
I used to hear it's black racist. People call each other that in high school, but I didn't know what it meant.
I know.
Oh, yeah? Like doing this shit?
Oh, is that what that means?
Is that racist?
Yeah, chicken.
I mean, like is kinda. Every cultural term that they use racist? I mean, we have to draw
kinda.
The line somewhere.
Listen, majority of Christians are not eagles.
Because it's not
they're not
a race
yet
thing
eagles.
To
There's
move
very
your neck
few
like this.
Eagles.
That's an attitude thing.
Is it a race thing to like watermelon? I mean, plenty of people that are not black like watermelon,
of
right?
Of course, but
is this Tila?
Yeah, this is Tila
yeah,
Tequila.
Yeah, this is Tila Tequila. She's Tornado Tien.
Yeah, she's loopy as hell.
Well, no, I know, but apparently she doesn't look like she's worshiping Hitler anymore.
No. She thinks she's almost like Gail Cord Schuler now. She's the bride of Jesus Christ.
Well,
oh,
she was
good
until
for
she
her.
Lost that right to Gail at Actual Mania.
But then anytime a natural disaster happens, she makes a video like all happy and like because she thinks that it's good when, you know, a hurricane happens and people drown and that kind of stuff.
We're very high. We usually soar solo. And, you know, eagles are very wise. We're very quiet. You know, we don't, like, just spit out our opinions any old where. You know, a lot of y'all here have that problem. A lot of y'all, listen, I'm not here. I have never been here to ask you what your opinions are. You're not here to teach me anything. You're not here to teach me anything. So I don't understand what makes you think that the Lord led you to my channel so you could teach me something.
The Lord didn't lead anybody to your channel. Your public persona and now craziness leads people to your channel.
I came to the channel because of your butt. Should we try and ask Tia Tequila to be on the show?
I don't think she'll do it, but I'd have her on. I don't think she'll do it though. She seems like,
you know, well, you know why she's so crazy, right?
Yeah, I think it was a botched suicide attempt or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gave her a bunch of brain damage and shit. Yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't know that.
She's said it before. Yeah. But you know what? She was also indoctrinated by the father of her children. That dude's crazy, too. I've seen some of his videos. He's super religious. So that's where she got all this religious bullshit in her mind.
When did you ever see any of Jesus' disciples trying to mouth off to him about anything or teach him a thing or two? You know, that's what the Pharisees did. So if you catch yourself with that spirit, you know, unlearning, like unwilling to learn, you know, you're just kind of like constantly coming here, opening your mouth and throwing out your, you know, listen, bro, I'm God. I am God. I am God. And so you.
Yeah.
She gowed.
It's true.
You know, you're like the.
She's God.
You know, you're like the little grasshoppers that you just.
You know, Jeff, the other night we watched this Jamie Bodymind video where she did a seminar for people about her equine energy healing. It was really interesting. And she seemed normal in it. Very normal.
She was very articulate. She was selling the grift to a room full of people that weren't in on it.
Right.
It was. Sure. She was totally open up to the idea of basically saying how she approaches people and comes in, and she knows at a certain point if they follow her after she says a certain level of crazy that she might just be able to convince them into selling the equine fucking healing energy,
spiritual healing. So, yeah. I like when she is not with her mom and she's just doing like her own solo projects. She's a lot more coherent and she dances better. So like her own private equine healing YouTube channel has some really great shit on it. It's pretty good.
I've seen her getting bit by a horse on her arm. It wasn't that bad, but she still got bit. It was pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Tila is just talking nonsense.
Tila, like, I don't know. If Tila keeps going the same way, like, she's been going lately, it's like, I don't know, dude. She keeps going the direction she's going. She's going to attract the attention of some real bad people who are super into, like, you know, low IQ women. Like, wait, that's the wrong transition.
Very.
Hello? Hello? I want to say, I think this Tila Tequila, she is a beautiful woman. I like how low IQ she is. She's very attractive to me. And my wife is muted, and so is that cook of Ben Pat. I don't know if I am maybe muted, but I cannot hear them. I cannot hear them, but I can hear myself. I do not. Maybe the chat could tell me whether or not they can hear me. I don't think they can. Uh-oh. It appears.
Check,
it is
check,
the
check,
day
check.
After.
All right, here we are. Here we are.
Hey, listen, I was just about to claim victory over you, the drunken cucks. You pieces of shit. You make fun of me week in and week out. This is my time. I am King JF. I am a motherfucking doctor.
You know what? I'll stop. As long as you reserve a spot for me on the garbage island, may I please? You know what? We only made fun of you here because I desperately want to be a member of the ethno state.
JF, put the tequila down, JF. Come take shots of my mayonnaise, JF. Come home, JF, put the tequila down.
Look, I told you, Mama JF, I told you, this is my time to cut loose. I am trying to just relax. I am tired. I have been for too long having to take these shots of the mayonnaise. It is time for tequila time. It is my time.
You are my kingy. You are my kingy. I worship you. Spread me like a miracle whip on your face, JF.
Maybe my love will ooh maybe go and tag another building with the graffiti of our love.
Evidence disappear.
JF, show me your dick. Show me your dick.
All right, listen, the drunken cucks, I have to leave. I have to take my bride. We are going to go and play with my dick.
All right. Have a good one. That never gets old.
That was strange. The audio completely cut out there, and then they showed up. That was so weird.
They were jamming our signal.
She jammed
obviously.
Our signal, yeah. It was fucking weird.
That was crazy. I just had to reset the sound driver. Then everything came back.
That was amazing. Hacks. Amazing.
They're all right hacks.
Dude, I was so jelly about the Jesse Lee Peterson episode. But then, like, I saw that it was going to be you guys and Hannibal and Monty. And I was like, fuck it, dude. I'm so into this. And then I just sat back and watched the whole thing.
Did you see how his mind was blown when he found out that there was white and black people that he was talking to?
Amazing.
Yes. Yes.
He did say amazing to that, didn't he?
He did, and what I don't remember if it was Monty or Hannibal, but one of them mentioned Gazi, and when
I mentioned Gazi.
You did.
I
saw a fucking Jesse like look a little bit uncomfortable. Like, is that where this is gonna go? And
it didn't, I mean, like, I let it go after he told me.
I'm not really sure who you're talking about.
He's mentally ill. That's...
I don't really know. I think it might be the mentally ill guy. And my producer, he got in big trouble for that one. He got big trouble.
Do you think that may be why he left so soon?
Beta! No, he wasn't going to be that long anyways.
Okay.
He never stays longer than like 45 to an hour every time.
They said at best we'd have him for an hour.
Okay.
And they said he might have another interview afterwards he'd have to leave for. So it was never going to be longer than an hour.
You know, Jeff, Ohio State is coming to play the Ducks next year in Eugene.
Yeah, dude.
And I have to see that because...
You guys won your Civil War game today, right?
Today, yes, by like 30 points. So then we have the Big Ten championship game. And if they win that, then they'll go into the national championship playoff as the one seed. So they'll play whoever's in fourth place. And if they win that, then they'll play whoever wins out of the second and third place teams.
So. Man, so we won our Civil War game today too. But like Oregon was possibly going to go to the playoffs, but we fucked it up so bad last week. So now we're just going to the Rose Bowl.
I saw that loss to Arizona. That was.
Did you watch that game?
I saw like the recap of it.
Dude, it was so fucking bad. So bad. Didn't make any sense. It was weird.
What do you say to somebody who's a beta?
Beta male.
Suffer and die.
That was hilarious. There was perfect timing there.
You love black people? Suffer and die.
Please get Tila's face off the screen, says Rot Feast Tenders.
Why?
She is just a Tila tequila. Fixed Soul gave us $3.50. Thank you, Fixed Soul. Red Scare said, did I win this month? We'll have to actually check out Red Scare. Probably is up there.
You know what?
Ben knows.
Yeah, this is the last day of the month, and this will decide our associate producer. So I'll take a look and see who's in the lead right now while you look at those other ones.
Beta Death 564 gave us some love.
Beta.
Speck said, Billy was streaming on the way to DP. He'd look at the chat for like 1 to 2 seconds. Which doesn't seem like much until you realize that even a relatively modest speed of 35 miles per hour, you'll travel 51 to 102 feet in that time. He was also driving with one hand on the wheel. Okay, Spec.
That's more than he uses sometimes, though.
Thank you, Spec. Puking Dog said, we fund this shit. Yeah.
We fund this shit.
And I think that's pretty much caught up.
Is it?
Pretty much caught up.
All right. Top donor for November. Yes, actually. Yes. Red Scare is in first place. And then there's Ciro, I think it is. C-Y-R and then Zero.
Cairo.
And then Don Does Doodles. And then P.T. Ham, our longtime associate producer. It's good to give him some time off, though. He's helped us out tremendously.
Yeah.
Good old P.T. Ham.
Yeah. So Red Scare has way more individual donations than anybody else too.
Hell yeah.
44. The second highest from one person is 15.
Don Doodles came and visited Seattle.
Oh yeah.
Made some cool art for us.
Cool guy. Yeah. That was all one donation. He dropped us one big one that put him in third place.
Yeah.
Young man.
Those Canadian dollars.
Young man love to take crap.
Spec, you're a very analytical individual, and even you should understand how, you know, 50-something points is higher than 20-something points. So you need to move the greater sign in the other direction.
Oh,
Yeah.
Someone said play some Gale.
Yeah, okay, dude. My beans and rice and quinoa are cooking right now, and they'll probably be ready. It's 4:22 p.m.
Beans, rice, and quinoa is what our empress consumes.
Yum.
So about 10 till 5, so I'll have to remember that. And I'm going to make a video because I feel like I need to make one. I usually don't comment about politics because Jesus told me not to.
I mean, when Trump was running, you were all about Trump, and then you became a Tulsi supporter for a while, but I guess Jesus put a stop to that.
Right.
He said that what's happening right now in politics will have no effect on the future tribulation, and he seems very tribulation-focused. Probably the most important thing for anyone to do politically, if you really want to be on the side of the right, is you need to support me as the American Empress. And you might.
I thought she was the World Empress.
But she wants to be the American Empress as well.
Isn't that all encompassing, though?
I think she wants in the White House, whereas before she just had to sit in her galactic church.
Oh.
They say, but your name's not on the ballot. Actually, I hear during the November 2016 elections that my name was on the ballot. And I told people that if they voted for Donald Trump, they would be voting for me, actually. Mm. So I won the election.
That's funny how that works out.
For Trump. He, at that time, was held prisoner on Angelina Ballerina's pink spaceship. Yeah, Trump she kidnapped him about 4 days before the election. She was terrible. Actually, you need to get, if you want to be an intelligent voter and know which candidates most support me, you would need to, and that would represent me the best, you know, working as my underling underneath me as American Empress. You would need to read my Bible for Tribulation Saints, and I'm working on the audiobook for that. I said it's going to take a year.
She's recorded so many audiobooks.
She has.
She still, till this day, triggers Brent Spiner so hardcore. how this woman in like her late 60s, I think, can trigger him so hard. It's pretty hilarious.
I was laughing my dick off because you and I have been talking about gear stuff. And you're like, yeah, over on our Amazon page, you can go see what kind of mixer I use. Yeah. So I went and I looked, and you have like a bunch of her fucking books listed on your Amazon page.
Yeah.
And, actually, I forgot, a bunch of them.
I forgot to mention that. I'm glad you mentioned that because I moved those links up to the top of the description tonight. So if you guys want to buy anything from Amazon for the holidays or whatever, if you use our links, it helps support the show. And I did make a store that lists all of our studio equipment and things like Billy's albums and Gail's audiobooks. I even put one of Brett Keane's books in there. So
wow.
And I put in the
throw
the
a manatee a bone there, huh?
That one children's book that was like a manatee children's book. That was pretty. Oh, Keenisms. That's what it was. Is the Keenisms.
Keenisms.
I did a giveaway of that a long time ago.
Oh,
it might take longer than a year. because I don't want to just,
I love how she has a split screen of her quinoa and beans in a pot.
Her Brett Keens?
Well, yeah.
For the entire, oh, no, it goes away eventually. Man, it was up there for a while.
Her Brett Keens?
Brett Keenanism.
Brett Keens.
This Keenanism.
Check out this cover.
Kevin, what's poppin'? It's your boy, Brock. Baby, back him up and then I'm just gonna get down. Buff doggy, doggy, dog. If you get the hair right on the genius levels.
What does Buff Carell and Billy have in common? They both have pictures of themselves on their wall.
Yeah.
In their room.
I thought that was a picture of Ricardo.
No, that's a picture of him.
That's him.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a picture of himself.
Yo, back today we're going to do better. Buddy Holly by Weezer. We're going to do Weezer again back at Weezer.
Yeah, before he did all this weird stuff to
Weezer,
his hair.
But, you know, I like Weezer joints, so that's all good with me. And like I said, today I heard this song a long time ago, Buddy Holly. I remember this song. I didn't know it was by Weezer. I thought Weezer was a new group. When y'all talking about Weezer, I thought Weezer was a new group. Anyway, he's going to get the new to the Weezer. Buddy Holly, I don't know what year this was. Let me make sure the camera's on righteous
levels.
This is
going to be good.
Body on deck. Deck in the deck. Let's get it.
You look just like Buddy Holly.
I'm looking forward to his vocal stylings. Yeah, how did he learn this warm up? I want to see how he dances to this too. This will be interesting. He always wears socks on carpet because he slides a lot.
What's with these homies dissing my girl? What do they got up front? What did we ever do to these guys that made them so violent?
So why hasn't he made it yet is my question. What are the scout, the A&R reps missing?
Why, I think he has made it. We're here watching him talking about it.
Okay.
This is as good as it gets, dude. He's on the Drunken Peasants right
but
now.
You know
that's big.
Yours.
He hit the big time.
And you know you're mine. And that's for all of you. I look just like Buddy Holly. Uh-oh, when you're married, tired, poor.
Look at those feet, man.
Me anyway. Look at them bow legs.
Don't care what they say about us anyway. I don't care about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Moving.
He's ripped though.
This guy's a great dancer.
You
Holy
like
shit.
It?
Well,
yeah.
Compared to everything else, yeah.
Right. Yeah, compared to the singing.
Don't you ever fear, I'm always near. I know that you need help. Your tongue is twisted, your eyes are slick. You need a guardian.
You know, this guy has had 19 dogs.
Have you really?
And they all committed suicide.
Suicide dogs?
Yes, every single one of his dogs.
That's terrible. Why? Why did they do that?
This pitch that he sings in is like torture for animals.
Oh, it's like a dog whistle?
Yeah, it's torture.
Shit.
And these dogs just like ran face first into a milk bone.
Should I stop playing them? Otherwise,
other
people's
got
dogs
at home, please hide them from the stream. Ooh. Wear headphones. Do not let your dog.
And you know I'm yours.
Comb over.
I look just like Buddy Holly. Oh, you're melatonin. I don't care what they say about us anyway. I don't care about that. I don't care about that.
Yeah, it's
I
want to
hear it for real.
He ruined it. I mean, no, he made it better. He made it better.
I want to see him go one-on-one William Hung.
We should bring him into actual mania.
Ooh, let's see what he's
up to. If ever there was a video that was going to make me go like all falling down Michael Douglas, L.A. kind of lone vigilante kind of thing, it might be this video. I don't know. It might
be. Is there a video of this guy singing the national anthem?
I don't think so, because it doesn't have a beat, so he can't really dance to it, but yeah. I could look it up. Because
if there is next actual Mania, he should sing in the national anthem for our...
Does he actually have a Hitler mustache?
Yeah, he does, man. And he has these weird fake eyebrows, something. And then he combs his hair from the back of his head all the way to the front of his head.
Why?
Because he's a weirdo.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's another weird guy that I've encountered on the internet recently.
Welcome to the world, face. It's been a long time, yeah? And I was in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, spreading my dad's ashes over the ocean. All that bullshit.
All that bullshit.
Family stuff. Anyways, got tired of Mexico, and I have relocated. This is a background that you're going to be seeing in a lot of my newer videos. My wife hunting series is coming out real soon. The next video is going to be the first episode in that series.
He's hunting for a wife. All that bullshit. He finally just got his dad's ashes out in Puerto Vallarta.
So it frees him up to go hunt a wife. Is he like, I'm going to find my one and true only? Or is he like, all right, we're going to hunt ourselves some wives out here. There's one coming right for us. And start blasting wives?
Pretty sure he's going to kill them, yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna shoot wives skeet style. So it's going to be like, pull! And they're going to use a catapult to shoot them up into the sky.
Zenobia.
Listen, I know all about skeeting all over wives, but it usually doesn't involve guns. It's
fine. Not guns. Zenobia is Cairo on another account.
Oh.
And so if we add Zenobia up with Cairo, I wonder if that becomes even a competition for Red Scare at that point.
This is some really crazy
shit. I was not
shit.
Aware of this. Because
Red Scare was deep in the donos. Said 44 donos.
Zenobia?
Zenobia, yeah. Zenobia.
Okay.
So if we add that to Cairo, because it's a new
account. What hot... A free-thinking, independent young woman wouldn't want to fuck this mutant.
Oh, this gets even better.
Oh,
I only see $2 from Zenobia.
Well, I know they had a 20 earlier.
Did they?
So that should be...
Are we sure that didn't count towards the other account?
I don't know.
I only see one dono from Zenobia ever, and it says it was the 26th.
Huh. I'm
not sure.
I've relocated. I'm not going to tell you where I am, but I'm in a state that starts with the letter K. Dumb shit. So maybe you can figure that out. And I got a job doing Japanese / tech work. $500K a year, bitch. How much is your annual salary? Anyways, you're going to see me with...
Wait, hang on. Is there any other states that start with a K?
Kansas or Kentucky?
Kansas or Kentucky. Probably Kentucky.
Probably.
Looking at the... Yeah, because it's close
judging
to the
by
ocean.
The teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of hot models, white girls. Now, for every episode of my wife hunting series, there's going to be an additional director's cut for my patrons only. And it's going to talk about the more personal aspects of my dating life. You know, I can't.
This guy gets Jared level dislike ratios on his videos, too.
I bet.
Yeah.
I can't make that all public.
So there's one I watched where he was with a girl that he was dating, and it was a girl. She was probably 10 years younger than him. It was an African woman, I think, or maybe she was Jamaican or something like that. And I think he talks about her because they broke up.
Because we all know women are lined up out the door to date me. So I got to keep some stuff private for my patrons only. I'm going to have a director's cut for every single episode. And I will have some after party episodes in there as well. Now, to the topic of interest. What happened to Rie? Well, I'll tell you guys. I've been single now, unbelievably, for over 2 years. And it really is amazing, considering what a catch I am. But that's not by consequence. That's by choice. This time around, I wanted to get the best woman, so I was a little picky. Not that I haven't been picky before. All of my ex-girlfriends have been top models. So my masterpieces speak for...
I bet.
Do we sense a troll at all?
I mean,
it certainly could be.
Okay, there's a certain type of psychology of somebody who will make videos like this. They receive a certain type of validation, whether it's people who believe them or people who hate them. So I don't think it even really necessarily matters whether they're trolling or not. They're trying whatever they need to get the attention. So they're like automatically half troll. But if you're asking if there's any sincerity behind this, yeah, I think so.
He really was dating a girl that he's talking about here. Like either that or she was an actress that he paid to be in the video with him or whatever.
A video of it or what?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember what this guy's name is.
If you're willing to prey on a woman's insecurities, it's not that hard to get a really hot chick to touch your dick.
For themselves.
It's not that fucking hard.
So yeah, I guess this is the official video where I tell you that Rie and
it's
I broke up.
It's hard to get them not to.
But before I tell you why we broke up, I'd like to talk about some things I liked about Rie. She was very cheerful. And
this isn't the African one. This is
happy
apparently an Asian
when I was around her. She was super optimistic.
And it's a top model.
And she uplifted my spirits. She was a good listener. And she was a good teacher. Like, I took my Japanese from level 900 to over 10,000.
His channel's
just
called
by
The Boundless Journey.
Boundless Journey.
Oh, you know what? When he
sounds
was with
like
the black woman, when he's with the black woman, he's in Uganda. He's in Uganda.
The Ugandan vaginant.
He literally travels the world. It's
fucking
pretty weird.
We had fun. There was a lot of stuff we liked to do together. She liked to go to restaurants and go to buffets and eat as much as she possibly could. I thought that was cool.
She's cute.
To have a girlfriend who wasn't afraid to just stuff her face like a pig.
Yeah, not a
when
top
we
model.
Went out.
I don't know.
She's cute.
Very pretty. Very pretty.
Yeah.
Even though she was what I would consider a very pure, pure Japanese, she grew up in Shiga Prefecture, if any of you fucktards know where that is. You know, so she was a real country girl, grew up in the countryside, and had never really been exposed to Westerners and Western stuff.
So she was really naive.
No, but when she met me, she was pretty open-minded, and she was curious about the world, and I was kind of like a window to that world. I think that's one reason why a lot
everything.
Of Japanese women were blessed to know me and to have me in their lives is because I'm one of the very...
This is like pure narcissism, right?
Well, I mean, probably.
Very, very few white Western foreigners who could speak completely fluent Japanese and tell them about what other places
like
in the world are like, and I could explain it to them in their language. So yeah, me and Rie definitely had a good connection. Like, I remember the first day we met, even, the sparks were off the chart. You know, I didn't always have a chance to vlog it, but let's be real, I had a lot of top model looking girls around me all the time. So it's no surprise
Some people are saying that he sells dating lessons, and if so, like, this might be all just marketing for sure, but I still think like the psychology thing that I was saying still stands true. Like, ultimately it's just about getting the clicks, getting people to pay attention. Sometimes, like, what do you pay more attention to, the heel or the face?
I always liked the heels more.
Yeah
definitely.
You remember Rie, who, more, that's fucking sure.
Let's be honest, was
just
one of the most beautiful Japanese women in Japan, if not the world. It doesn't surprise me that she was.
This is the first video of his I ever saw right here. Oh no, I'll just throw it up here.
Guy goes to Japan to pick up women. That must have been hard.
They're very light.
Yeah.
to pick them up. Yeah, I'm just grabbing this video really quick. Just for a quick second here.
When you're a foreigner in any other country, you stand out. That's worldwide. It's worldwide. You go to any other country, you have a distinct advantage because you're the new flavor.
Sometimes, though, in some cultures, foreigners are not looked upon as fondly as they are.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're not looked upon by most people, but the women still look at them. Like in China, if you date a Chinese woman, everybody's going to spit on you and be very angry that you're there with one of their Chinese women, but the Chinese women
spit on them.
You love my hair, baby?
Well, she's pretty.
Wouldn't surprise me if you said yes.
Wouldn't surprise me if you said yes.
How are you feeling?
I feel sleepy.
The correct answer is satisfied. But yeah, I do make women sleepy too. Knock them out. I understand.
What?
So
what?
I understand. I travel the world and I find women in areas where they are very secluded. Very secluded.
He just said the Riho girl was from an area where she wasn't really understanding of the outside world.
I'm pretty sure he's in Africa here.
Yeah, he's in Africa here. He's going to places where these women don't have a lot of outside world knowledge, and they see the big fucking white man and think he's Bill Gates. They're like, okay.
I'm Bill Gates.
I got Bill Gates. He's got enough money for a fucking steak tartare. Let's bang him.
Skeptical Jesus just called him Roofy V instead of Roofy V. Shit.
Damn.
What the fuck,
dude? I wish I would have stole that from the chat before Jeff read it.
Equally is good answer.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Hey, have I paid you any money? Have I paid for your time? Have I paid?
Oh, he's trying to prove that she's not a hooker. So
you butt a water well for my village.
For the best love making you've ever had in the world.
Oh my god.
Have I paid for that?
No.
Yeah. Do I pay up?
The best lovemaking you've ever had in the world. Yeah, this guy is kind of a Rushi kind of guy.
Other women to have the best lovemaking experience they've ever had in their life.
She's really fucking pretty. That's bothering me a lot. She's so pretty.
Do I pay them?
I love the blacks.
I don't. In fact, some might be inclined to actually pay me. I'm sure...
Is it true that your father gave a dowry for me to lay you out on the bed? Is it true? I got four oxen for this daddy dick. Is that true?
Four oxen
and a yak.
I'm sure you felt after the first time. You also wanted to maybe pay me for it. So I told you I have a YouTube channel, right? Mm. Yeah, I have a YouTube channel and... You know, there's a lot of, let's be honest, there's a lot of losers watching my videos, a lot of...
Oh, God.
Oh, he's doing a Jared
how
right
pathetic,
now.
How pathetic is it that you're there with this woman that you went all the way across the world for, where she doesn't really have, knowledge of the world around her? I'm telling you, he's just said it about the Riho girl from Japan. She was from a secluded area, very naive, didn't know the world. He came in, white savior came in and fucking pushed it in on her. Probably thought he was damn Bill Gates. This girl getting a similar tactic, and he's over here acting like he's young boss baller. Go to the fucking bar outside your house and try and pull something half as...
Jeff,
you go all across the world
people?
For this. You
love the blacks, dude. I love the blacks. I'm a big fan of the blacks. Like, you take a regular person, you're like, they're all right. Maybe you make something special, and they're like, yeah, they're pretty cool. I'll dig them. And you make a black, I'm like, I'm going to fuck that person. I'm going to fuck them hard. That's just how I am.
After going all the way across the world for this beautiful girl, he is still talking to his audience, trying to show off. Like, dude,
did I pay you, baby?
Just enjoy the woman you're with, you sick fuck. If you have to get on camera...
He's got one over on Jared Genesis. He is at least getting laid. He has to pay for it, but at least he's getting fucking laid, dude.
I mean, he has 1,000 things over on Jared Genesis. His shirt is clean.
Right.
He's out of his house. He's crossed the world. He travels.
Right.
But she is of legal age.
It's not anything anybody with income that's not going to raising a child or other things people actually invest in. It's easy to fly to a third world country or a back nation somewhere and go find the prettiest girl in her little area and woo her because you're this white visage it means something to them because, oh, America, wow, it's rare, strange, rare. And you go and pull your bullshit. She doesn't even speak good English. Like, He could say anything. He just say, "Hey, look, I came in here in a Bentley instead of a bus." And she's like, "Okay, that he has a rental car. He has a Nissan.
Nissan.
Yeah.
There's a lot of virgins and
weeaboos. He's a sex tourist. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
A lot of virgins and weeaboos.
And then their
he's
mom's
a fucking
closet.
Sex tourist.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Playing video games. Down in the basement. Chili stains on their shorts. Completely
is this King Cobra's dad?
Inept, can't deal with the real world. Couldn't even
maybe yeah, this
get
is
a woman. Like, how did I meet
Swing
you?
Cobra.
How did I meet you? Do you remember?
I do.
How did I meet you? You were working at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm. He's coaching her. He had to cut the video because he's coaching her. You were working at the supermarket.
What happened?
He had to pause it and he'd be able to be like, listen, if you want me to fucking pay you that extra $5, you need to recite these fucking lines, all right? Listen.
He met her off Fiverr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There, you came and phoned me. You liked me. And they said they liked you.
What was your impression when you met me?
It was like I'd never seen you, even the way you're speaking to me. You're free.
Did you get wet?
Oh, my God.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, wow.
Did
okay.
you have to cut for that answer again?
Did you get wet? I'm not surprised.
No, look, do we have to do this?
Do what? What?
Just go ahead. Fine.
Stranger danger.
My presence produces that kind of reaction in women.
Oh, my God.
Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing?
Well, do you have any advice for these weeaboos that live in their mom's basement and don't have a single woman in their life?
Yes, travel all the way across the world for a woman at a supermarket, because that is how to get women, is traveling across the world for a woman at the supermarket.
Please navigate your AOL or your NetServe to www.africanbride.com.
Right.
What's
please buy my sister.
They have to believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And they know they,
Netscape Navigator.
They look good, they're able, they're attractive.
So the problem is in their mind.
The problem is in their mind. I actually am attractive. She just said it.
I agree.
I agree.
This guy is so sad. This is so sad.
I agree.
No,
the problem
is
in their mind. I agree.
Nah, dude.
If you like,
maybe this guy should go against Rouge V in the actual mania.
Oh, yes.
For the pickup artist of the world.
Do counseling. I can help you.
Rouge V goes to other countries, too.
Well, yeah, because there's a... It's a lot easier when you're not in a country that's dictated by a matriarchy.
Show you the light.
Have the right to say no.
I don't have a lot of time, but if I can help one, maybe I can change the world. What would you say to a guy who's just,
I can help
you know,
one loser in his basement.
Oh, my God.
Go across the world and get laid.
What's wrong, Jeff? You don't like this guy?
Some people in the chat are asking what my YouTube is. It's Sad World. Just go look up Sad World. Watch
Sad
all my
World.
Videos.
Yeah, Vanilla Ham Ham and Sad World.
That's right. That's right.
Not popular.
That's what YouTube
with
was made for. Ew, stop playing
basically
it!
Basically a loser. You know? No money. No social skills. No, can't get a woman.
Doesn't get paid vacation to go all the way across the world to kiss a girl.
Yeah, then he puts this in at the end.
Oh, man.
Yeah, check this out, baby. What a weirdo.
Gross. Fucking gross, dude. Fucking gross.
Look at top models. They're literally the most beautiful available women all the way across the world in their small little town, village. She worked in a supermarket. That's not a top model.
No.
The other girl was in a damn... You said she was in a damn village that was... It was far behind, and you showed her something that was a little modern, and she just dated you because she probably didn't have shit else to do. If the girls were going to supermarket, here's the deal: if you see a beautiful girl at the supermarket, talk to her. Her life probably fucking sucks. But don't talk to her like a fucking asshole. Don't talk to her like a fucking nerd. Don't say, "You know, I make you wet. You know, I make you wet."
Yeah.
Try to make the same jokes everybody else does in the supermarket line. Just try and be real.
I don't know, dude. I hate to be like a fucking turbo feminist or any kind of shit like that, but like, human trafficking is a real fucking thing. It's a real fucking thing. It's really prevalent in places like Africa, fucking Northeast Asia, shit like that. And like, being familiar like I am, because I have a friend who works in customs, he works in enforcement, trying to like crack down on that kind of shit. Like, I see that kind of video and I can't, like, I think it's funny. But at the same time, like, I'm familiar enough with, like, how human trafficking goes and, like, how international prostitution works. And I'm like, fuck, dude, that's gross. It fucks me up. It's weird.
You think he bought that girl for sure and he didn't just go?
Yes.
Okay.
100% 100%. That is a whore. That is a fucking prostitute.
I think your theory holds some water, though, that he may have just been the big shot American with more money than they're used to. And because he's foreign, he's interesting. I could see that happening. It's not a guarantee that this girl is some, like...
If you're not a big fish, just find a small enough
pond. Right,
pump.
Right.
Sure. No, I agree. It depends on where he's filming it. You know, like maybe certain parts of the Caribbean and shit. Yeah, I can see it.
I think he was in Uganda. Saying, right? Uganda?
I think he went to Uganda at some point. I was looking at his channel. He's been everywhere in Mexico. He goes all around. So he must have some money somewhere.
I mean, if he's not spending money raising a family and kids... He's probably works in some job where he can save his money. He probably sits in a single apartment, small little area. I don't know. Did he say he was in Kansas or Kentucky?
He just said starts with a K.
Yeah, so that was the same fucking dude. It's a cheap-ass area to live.
Right.
He's probably works at a decent enough job that saves enough money, and he can travel because he's not spending it anywhere else.
Human trafficking in Uganda.
Every night, I cook myself chicken and broccoli, and I eat the chicken and broccoli, and I go to sleep knowing in 7 more months I'll be able to fly to a third world country and have sex.
Uganda is a source of destination country for men, women, and children trafficked for the purposes of forced labor and sexual exploitation.
Sure.
Ugandan
sure.
children are trafficked.
I wouldn't doubt for a moment that it happens in Uganda. I'm just saying in this specific situation, we don't know.
I don't know. I know. I get it.
He probably could have wined and dined her or like whatever.
Met her at Chris Hansen's hotel room.
I was just about to say that. Why don't we get Chris Hansen on this case so we can find out whether or not that girl was being trafficked or not? Probably a better use of his fucking time.
Hey, everybody. Chris Hansen here live in Uganda from a very cheaper hotel room than New York City.
Yeah, a New York City hotel should be more expensive than an apartment.
Unless he was in New Jersey and said New York.
You can like look out his window and tell he's in, it looks like he's in Manhattan.
Maybe.
How can you tell if you're in Manhattan?
Manhattan is on an island and all the buildings are way taller than in most of the other parts of New York.
But how can you tell the building's tall from the window? You just see a good area?
I wasn't very convinced. And he could be in a restaurant when he's filming those ones.
Restaurant.
I don't know.
No, it's in his little, like, it's in his little space, whatever that is, whether it's a hotel or an apartment. But it resembles a New York City apartment, which is really expensive. But it's a hotel in down there is gonna.
Do we have a screen cap of it so we can watch? Let's try and watch live or just
is
watch
he gonna flag
cap.
Us?
Just a screen cap. Just a screen cap.
I don't have a screen cap.
Well, can't
per
can
se?
We just put the video up and have it frozen at a certain point?
All right.
And we can look. We should be able to screen cap his thing and put up full screen, right? Just make a little picture. It's a green screen. He's in a cardboard box in an alley. Maybe. Hey, everybody. It's Chris Hansen here live from the cardboard box.
All right.
Poughkeepsie. In Minnetonka, Minnesota.
Let's see. Here's.
Oh, I'm so cold.
Here's one.
My heater's not working out here. Oh, God.
So here's like a living room.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen an office too.
Hey, everybody.
That looks like
Chris.
That
Chris Hansen
dude,
here.
That looks like a fucking motel room. A by the week motel room.
Extended stay. These pillows are from. Okay, if you look at the television, there's a lot of Wi-Fi hardware, which makes it seem like it's a personal residence. Because usually the Wi-Fi is shared at places like that.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
This could be an Airbnb.
That doesn't look like a Wi-Fi thing.
Can Jeff tell Dusty the cockatiel that he's a beautiful bird?
I'm Jeff.
I don't know why Jeff wants to believe this so bad, but there is no evidence that this is a hotel.
There's no evidence that it's not a hotel.
Okay, do you understand? Do you understand how the burden of proof makes it? You're making a positive claim. Right?
No, I'm not making a positive claim. I'm making a speculative claim. From my perspective, that is what I perceive. People could say, no, that's his house. And I'd be like, well, I can't disprove that. But to me, it looks like it's a fucking motel. I can neither disprove nor prove my hypothesis. I'm perfectly comfortable with that.
I could be wrong.
If I'm wrong, dude, I'm cool with it.
Because I notice you say it like everywhere, like every time. And I'm always like, there's Jeff again. And I'm like, I just wonder where, like, why you believe this. Like, you really seem to, like, really think it and want to, like, let the world know. So I do see an Emmy, too. He's got an Emmy next to the TV now. You see it?
I see it now.
Yeah.
He finally unpacked.
Yeah.
Isn't that a bit weird that now it's visible over there by the TV that's in every other room on that floor?
It's probably only one floor, to be honest with you.
Emmy from hunting predators and having a mayoral aide blow his brains out live on my counter while I watch. What is he watching? Tropical Thunder Island Survivor?
In most of his videos, he's walking around in Manhattan, like when he makes little update videos.
He probably lives
right,
in Manhattan.
Right.
And yeah, this looks out the window, like how there's always like way more skyscrapers everywhere. It looks similar to it, and I know he lives in New York, so that's probably it. A Manhattan hotel is very expensive.
We did get a request real quick, so I gotta do this real fast. Excuse me, I wanted to say, Dusty, you are a beautiful bird. I love your plumage, and I hope you are well.
Wow.
There you go.
That was very polite.
That was very sweet.
JF loves birds. I don't know, man. You know why I'm so adamant about the whole thing with Chris
Queen
Hansen
Zenobia
is because...
out when she kicked Roman ass AMD, neither am
Ooh.
I. That spot is mine.
Oh,
how close is Cairo to beating Red Scare?
We've met our goal, so we got to bring Egghead on to zap himself and let's see.
Yeah, you got to do that because I'm getting pooped. I want to watch Egghead be in pain.
Jeez, guys, I'm going to
bring on Josh too.
Josh DeForge and Egghead.
Yeah.
The main thing that I have about Hansen is because I don't think he's going to do anything good. I think all of the people who have been investigating and doing the good work in the Onision thing have already been doing it. We should be putting our faith in people like Repsion and Mike and Actor, people who have been like doing it from the start. Those are the people you should be relying on.
I would suggest that if Repsion wasn't like slurping the knob of Chris Hansen when Chris Hansen had him on the show.
Well, I've been fucking telling Chris that I've been telling Repsion that for a while too. But like, I don't think anybody should be putting their faith in some dickbag motherfucker who just got here, who has a failing Hollywood career, and is trying to reinvigorate it with a bunch of YouTuber clout.
People
I don't think that's a good fucking idea.
It's already happening, though. Like, the floodgates are already open with Hansen, though. You know, like...
It's so bad.
It's huge, dude. I've seen, like, Chris Handsome is a meme. There's, like, girls drooling over Chris Hansen.
I can't wait till Chris Hansen is outed as being a predator now.
He's a DMCA-ing cocksucker. Fuck that dude.
Fuck Raytheon.
Well, yeah, no, fuck Onision way more. What? Fuck Onision. Oh, my God. What a piece of shit.
Hello.
Hi, Egghead.
Hey, Jeff.
Egg Handsome.
How you doing, buddy?
So, Egghead, you're about to zap your balls, right?
Yes. Why do I get myself into this?
On 100%.
You like it, you sicko? pump it to 100.
What's he supposed to say again?
Oh, yeah, you got to
say. What was I saying? I totally
you
forgot.
You
got to
say.
Give it to me, Ben and Billy or something.
You got to say, please give it to me, Ben and Billy. And then zap those nerves.
I don't want you to say that, but the people want what they want.
Puking dog paid for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
God damn it, the fucking
dude,
hell.
Have you done this yet? Have you tried it yet?
No.
Okay,
I haven't tried to zap my own balls yet.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker. Oh, this, oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to see it, Egghead.
I do.
You're a sick freak. Okay. Give it to me, Ben and Billy.
All right, do it.
I'm pressing it. Hold on, Egghead. Please give it to me, Ben and Billy.
Is it not going off?
Oh, it's not going off for some reason.
Well, it's okay. Cycle through the connections really quick and try again.
Maybe it's
but
on.
Say,
maybe
you
it's
have
on
to
the,
say please.
Maybe
please
it's on the,
give it to me, Ben and Billy.
Maybe it's on the second channel.
Just cycle through channels.
I tested it on my leg.
Just cycle through. Make sure it's touching skin.
Oh, sweet Jesus Christ.
Have it on your testicles.
I'll fucking ruin you, homie.
Go. Oh, please give it to me, Ben. Wait, please.
Yeah, please give it to me, Ben and Billy.
Please give it to me, Ben and Billy.
Yeah.
Scrambled eggs.
You see, Jared Genesis is coming for us. He already ruined me, and now he's coming for Billy. I'm ruined.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Did you crack your eggs?
How close is Cairo to Redskin?
Oh, shit.
Money-wise.
I fucking hate that shit.
Okay, so Red Scare is at 681 and Cairo is at 442 because that one was like $2.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
And I think if you add Zenobia, that doesn't put Cairo
above. Yeah, Zenobia was only like $2, so I already factored that in.
I see
I'm proud of you.
$26
I'm proud of
from
you,
Zenobia.
Where?
I'm proud of you.
When I start Zenobia, I get $2 and $120. So
well, I don't know where you're looking. Where
I'm just
that?
Searching in by Zenobia.
Huh. Fuck. And it was all this month?
Yeah.
Let me see. Maybe it's hold on. Zenobia?
Yeah.
It that's so weird. It only shows like when I search it, it comes up as the top 100 like the 100th donor and $2. And it's the only one.
Where do you see that? Right
wow.
There?
Okay. Yeah. So apparently Jared 2 hours ago just made a new video and he disabled liked and dislikes and the comments.
I already watched that
as
on
well.
The show.
Yeah. Yeah. We watched that.
I watched that on the show.
I didn't aware of that.
You little turkey. Go shock your balls again from
do you think
that
there's
mistake.
A chance that some of those Zenobias may have come through as Cairo?
No,
I don't know. They're over here saying Zenobia.
But. So the most recent one came through is Cairo.
Yeah, how many did you get from Cairo today?
Today, I have 50, 200, or no.
Today.
No, today, the only one from Cairo I have today is 50.
Yeah, I have 3 from Zenobia today, so we'll just add that on, and that puts Zenobia up to, or Cairo up to 468.
That's so weird. Why does it display that
which
way?
Is still far off from Red Scare, but thank you for all the help this week, guys. We'll figure this out after the show. Because we got Egghead's balls zapped, Jeff going full American with his semi-automatic, and I believe Joshua DeForge is going to put some hot stuff in his
yeah,
mouth.
I don't know if he's around. Maybe he's not around tonight, and he'll do it.
Maybe we'll have to get it next time.
I don't know. I added him to the call, but let's see. I click on Zenobia. Oh, you know what? For some reason, when I click on the name, I see them all. I see 3 from today.
Yeah.
That's so weird how that happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still not quite there. And we're going to end the show in a couple minutes here, and then we're going to go do the post show. The links are already posted everywhere. Man, I had a few really boring news stories that I was going to play if we ran out of
Rachel
time.
Rachel Songbird said, this guy is a real pedo and needs to be stopped. I agree, Rachel.
What are they talking about?
I agree.
Jared?
I think they were talking about Jared,
yeah.
But it could be literally anybody on the show right now.
True.
Could be any one of us.
But we're all sweet boys.
No.
We're all sweet boys, though.
Oh.
We are sweet boys.
Indeed.
Did you ever
get like your missing tripod legs from that guy?
No, I might try and find them tonight.
Oh my god.
I want my tripod legs back.
Take Joe with you, please.
Yeah, dude, take Joe with you, please, please, please. I don't know. That'd be great.
I just want my tripod legs back.
That'd be gold entertainment.
I really enjoyed my Joby Gorilla Pod. Gorilla Pods are great, and I'm missing two legs.
They are.
It bums me out.
Just ask why I'm playing with a gun. I just bought this for Christmas. I had a really good monthly live show, and it was enough that I could go and pay off my layaway.
What did I fucking say? My spot.
Hey! Oh, wow!
Does that put Jesus. Kyle up above?
I think so. Let me see. Ooh. Is Red Scare still watching?
Oh, no.
Damn! All right, all right. I'm going to look now. Donation history, top donors.
It's a war now.
November. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right. Oh, yes. I got it.
Top donors.
Wow.
I might have to add these together.
Well, what is Cairo at now? And we'll add the $26 to it from Zenobia.
Wow.
Just compare Cairo. I don't know if it's compare Cairo to Red Scare.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Maybe it's displaying weird or something. I'm going to donation history and going to top donors, and then checking this month, November, and it's not. It's still showing $440 for Cairo on this page.
That's not true.
Right.
That puts Cairo at $620 plus $26,646. So that's. Is that still short? Because Red Scare is at 681.
681.
Because that would put Cairo at 641. Damn it.
Is that it?
I think it's 641 to the two. I don't know, man.
Yeah, because...
It depends on whether or not Cairo's 50.
Cairo's first donation.
Because Cairo just gave us 50, right? So maybe that hasn't gone through either.
Hold on. Okay, I'll add it together. From what I see here, Cairo's first donation was $100 on the 16th of November for this month. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna add them all together. We'll figure this out before we're done here.
Because I think Cairo sent 50 as well that hasn't. Because on here the last donation for 440 is writing off. The last donation was 11/21.
So 100 on the 16th. Another 100 on the 16th. A 10 on the 20th. Another 10 on the 20th. A 20 on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
200 on the 21st, 50 today, and then 175 just now. So that comes out to 665. And then how much was that?
$226. So that would be
$691.
Yeah, so I would put him $10 over. Damn.
Yeah, so you've got it so far.
Damn, and only use me blade.com. So big ups, check out CobraJFS.com and WendysChili.com. Cam. Yeah, I think you only use me blade.com for that $5 baller. Yeah, DP brings you basic math. This stuff we probably could have done after the show, but right now it looks like, $10 ahead. So
and we're about to wrap it.
Probably gonna have to end the show now. Yeah.
It's good timing too. It's good timing. Like, I need to go to my Antifa Super Soldier class. So
that's what
you have fun with that.
But everybody who's a $10 or above patron, Subscribestar, or a member subscribed to this YouTube channel itself will get access to our after show tonight. Check us out. It will be live in what about 10 minutes or so,
five to ten.
We'll be live soon, so come check us out. And check out Jeff Holiday as always. I guess check out Egghead.
You can check out my videos on Sad World on YouTube.
Sad World for Jeff Holiday. And Egghead is the reigning cringerweight champion.
He is. But
I'm wondering who's gonna.
Yeah, who did we think?
We were talking about Steven Yeah.
Oh,
Ding Dong Baby.
Ding Dong Baby.
Ding Dong
Baby.
That might be tough.
Wait, you won versus who?
I won versus Steven Sherwin Stern last time.
Sherwin Stern.
Yeah, Egghead beat the John Cena super fan. Egghead steamrolled him. Egghead is the cringiest.
Are you saying that Egghead is now
the cringeweight superstar of the world?
Yes. Man, we need Jeff to be the ring announcer for the next Actual Mania.
Yeah.
Yeah, next month for Actual Mania, we need to book you as our ring announcer.
Okay, I'm down.
Sweet.
All right, guys, we're going to go do the post show. You guys have a great night. Thanks to everyone for helping us out. We'll see you on Monday, right?
Yeah. Monday. Oh, Barton Hughes says Alpha Brigade and Cobra Gang unite down with DP. Barton Hughes, you're wasting your time.
Oh, yeah.
You're wasting your time. DP is all
we like Cobra.
Cobra's our boy, dude.
All right. Later.
Uhuru.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.